You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
All right. DeepDiscounts.com is a new sponsor of my show, and this site is loaded with all of your entertainment needs. CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and much more. Go to
DeepDiscounts.com.
Not counts, clount.
DeepDiscount.com.
Or click the link on my website, on the website to find everything you're looking for at the amazing low prices. I'm going on right now.
You gotta sell that line.
Right now, there's a huge sale on the site, which is, it's crazy. It's crazy, especially if you have a kid. This is great. If you have kids, you go on there and get a bunch of DVDs. It's the June site-wide sale. I'm talking about tens of thousands of items are on sale. Look at the site for special coupons and codes and sale icons to save even more on their already low prices. The name says it all.
DeepDiscount.com.
Everything is...
deeply discounted.
DeepDiscount.com.
Oh my God.
I just was encouraging my friend. Yeah. He really
I
sold
need
that
you to
line.
Focus
I'm
on
really
your job.
Proud of him.
You get a fucking job.
I
you
stole fucking, the job. I got her.
You don't fucking, you don't worry about other people. He'd fucking step on you a second to get that
I
job.
I was shook to my core by that delivery.
Well, maybe I should just give it to him then if he's that good.
No, I want it.
And they have a new movie release, too. Check this out. Just released this week, Life. The sci-fi shocker about a crew of six who discover extraterrestrial life on Mars.
Get out.
Yeah. But are they monsters?
Oh, what?
Get your copy of this sci-fi shocker now on Blu-ray or DVD for a great price at
DeepDiscount.com.
That's right. Just click on their link on, you find them on my homepage on Riotcast. Support our sponsors and be good to yourself. Buy it, own it, watch it when you want. Check it out. Thank you.
DeepDiscount.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Thank you for joining us once again. I'm back on the show. Last week, I stepped the fuck out for a second, which I can do. I think I deserve that out of 4 years of always fucking being here. Fuglugatz.
Who was guest hosting?
Giannis Pappas stepped up for me. It was a pretty tight show, though. It was overloaded with fucking alphas. Christy was here. Stavros.
A lot of ethnic.
Cypher came up. Cypher. Sleepy Cyph.
Yeah.
I'm not on drugs. I'm just tired. That's my face. Liz popped up. The all alpha right. of all of everybody.
Yeah.
And it was a great show, and I appreciate. Thanks for stepping up and hosting. My uncle. I'm mad.
Let it out.
First of all, fucking. This is what happens with these shows, ready? You get people that are in the show, into doing everything.
Right.
And then I'm mad at two things. Number one, I was listening to the Nick DiPaolo show today, and he was thanking Riotcast. Hey, I want to thank Riotcast for, you know, Rob Sprantz at Riotcast. I'm waiting, you know, for Robert Kelly. Rob Sprantz was really, Rob Sprantz again. Okay. Oh, he's going to say Bob Kelly. Maybe call me Bob. Probably call me Bob Kelly. waiting for Bob. You know, it's not going to call me Bobby. He'll say Bobby, Bobby. And then he'll say Bobby. Very, you know, he'll probably say I'm funny guy, too, you know, because I'm funny. You know, Rob really stepped. Oh, Rob again. Oh, okay. Not one fucking match. I'm the one who said, okay, Rob does the technical. I do the fucking, hey, let me go talk to, what about this guy? What about that guy?
You're the talent.
I'm the fucking liaison.
The orchestrator.
I'm a fucking liaison.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I give Rob all the credit in the world. Without Rob, there'd be no Riotcast. Rob is a fucking, the wizard behind the fucking curtain. Right? Okay. I'm the fucking curtain.
Right.
I look behind the curtain and see what I'm saying.
So now how do you guys settle?
All right, this fucking thing was, ready? You suck in bed, gone. Okay? The glory hole, the Jersey Jerks, and Mad Scientist. That was this, and then now look at the fucking network. Not one thanks.
So how do you settle?
My wife hates me. Hey, I think we should get call. I want to call Voss. All right, do it. I did it. This is what it should be. So anyways.
Has he thanked you?
Huh?
Has Rich Voss thanked you?
Well, yeah, in a way, but not really. He was somewhere in their fucking heads, it's their idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they you know, you got to remind them. They actually, when they were thanking Riot, they thank Riotcast. They thank Rob Sprantz, too. They didn't thank me at one thing. No, but, you know, I'm but that's cool. There you go. That's the fucking business. Rob fucking Sprantz. How about Rob fucking Kelly?
I have the most anxiety I've ever had in my entire life right now.
I don't know what to think. I have no idea.
So how does Lauren... I'm waiting for you to get to Lauren. Well, how does Lauren factor into it?
Lauren, this is what Lauren's fallen into
We need
now.
A scapegoat here
here's
at the table.
What, here's what Lauren's fallen into now.
Thanks,
and Lauren,
Mike.
Here you go. Here's what you're falling into. And this is what happens when somebody steps into that fucking dumb seat over there. When someone becomes the producer of this show, right? And all this other great shit starts happening in your life. All these other shows and all these other things. And oh, you're everywhere now. And everybody's fucking.
Doors start opening. We
got, everybody. Yeah. Here you go. Doors and I'm start. Like, yeah, great. Go. Right?
Right.
And now, today, no, all the stuff she does for this show, we don't have. Because she said there was no videos over the weekend. Well, we should get a bunch of news stuff. So we have, you know, something there.
Right.
I have some news stuff. I just couldn't find any videos.
No videos occurred over the weekend?
No, I
don't know, Laura. You tell me.
Like funny videos and I just.
But interesting videos.
Yeah.
Just bring in a bunch. We have a dual dark. You got to just go and get a bunch of shit, put it in there, and then we pick it out. And I go, oh, let's talk about that. So if we run out of I want
to.
Let's talk about.
I just did the Tonight Show, so we can we can talk about that for a good chunk of time. I know it's no dog getting his head stuck in a cereal box, but
it's
it was
close.
Big for my. It was pretty big for my career.
First of all, I saw.
I'm
it.
Here to talk about my career.
I saw
talk
it.
About it.
I saw it. We can talk about it, but here I'm going to be honest with you. It's the pitfalls of that fucking seat.
But
you know, here's the deal. It's fine. We'll move on. I'd yell at Chris Scopo before. I'm not going to yell at Lauren because she busts her ass. She does a lot of shit.
Right.
But it's here's the deal. You know, you got to do certain shit. Is that a microphone you're wearing around your neck, honey?
It is.
All right. Now.
Just in case people didn't know, I had to make it obvious.
Is it gold?
It is.
It's real gold.
It's real gold.
Now, did you win that?
No.
Is that a trophy?
I got it thrown in. Because I bought some other gold shit, and then I saw it, then I was like, I need that. So they gave it to me for free.
Well, at least you got the right microphone. I remember Patrice had a fucking crooner microphone.
The old school. Like
yeah, that. He had a crooner or some shit. I was like, we don't use that microphone.
That was a big thing in headshots for a while, too, is if anybody has ever used that in comedy once.
The crooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Kenny Youngman used that fucking mic.
Nobody fucking uses that dumb mic except for like Frank Sinatra, I think, at one point.
It's charming, though. Yeah. You know? Is it not, or?
Yeah, that really.
Am I on an
it
island
really,
here? What's happening?
What's that?
Am I on an island out here?
A lot of the times, Mike, when you throw shit out, you are on an island. Yeah. Okay. Where's the fucking bomb bandana?
Oh, it's right behind Adam. It's right down there. Sorry.
See? They're little. Michael,
but no,
it's
too late now. The bomb
right
is
now,
over.
Buddy. But it's the little things. It's the little things.
Lauren has that.
It's the little things that start to fucking, I forgot this, I forgot that, I'm going to do that. And then I get, I'm sorry, and I go, okay. And then it never, and then we, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm going to be the fucking asshole because I'm asking for that, for shit to be done that I wanted to be done. But I'm the asshole because I shouldn't, you should be like, hey, can, hey, I, maybe I'll try it this way. Hey, can you kind of, can you do that stuff next week and make sure everything's okay for the show?
You're not an asshole. I love you.
All right. I love you too.
How could you be mad at her?
I can't. That's the problem. That's why I should have got another guy for that job. Yeah. So fuck himself yeah, right now. Because I can't be mad at Lauren at one fucking second. I hate it.
She absorbs your energy.
Quality.
She's the only one that knows how to control
she
me.
She told you where that was in a domestic abuse wife kind of a way. It's like, it's over there. It's over there on the shelf. It's on the shelf where you left it. It's on the shelf where you left it.
Well, here.
Does it hit you?
Shut up.
He's very good to me. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm against domestic abuse. I think it's wrong.
Mm. Well, why do you have a haircut of a domestic abuser? Anyways.
Your hair is headphone ready. It's perfect. It goes right over.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till that comes in. You'll probably have a new haircut by then. All right. Right here.
It's on the microphone.
Oh, man. Anyways. I don't know. I'm just a little, it's like, I love Nick. Of course, I'm just busting balls. I love Nick. And but in some fucking way, these people really think fucking raw. Hey, not a, I'm fuck. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, but what if he thought that it kind of was implied? Like, you know when people get an award and they forget to thank God?
What?
That's the gold microphone.
What
call.
The yeah. fuck That's was? The, what did you?
What if he thought it was implied? Like it went without saying.
You are Riot Cast, is what she's yeah. saying. I get what she's saying.
What I'm saying is this: is that hey fuckers, if I didn't come here and go to this the Glory Hole Network, right. it wouldn't be Riot Cast. It'd still be Glory Hole. A guy get hole where you put your dick and get another guy sucking it.
But what All if right. they think giving you credit on that managerial front is actually taking away from your comedic ability? So they don't want to paint you out to be this business mogul. They want to continue the focus on your comedy.
Right.
Wow. Good angle.
Listen, you're a diplomat.
What's your name? Right.
Wow. Mike Campbell.
Michael, that's not the case. Here's the case is that Rob is once when we it's like, look, we should do this podcast. I think I'll make the initial phone call, Nick, blah, blah, blah. And I'll talk and talk and talk. And I'll fuck. And they'll be like, boom. And then I'll be like, OK, cool. I'm handing you over to Rob now. Rob will take over all the technical stuff. Right. Rob actually went to Nick's house. But look, man, I'll do that shit, too. But Rob is better at that shit than me. But I did my own podcast before fucking Rob. I put it on the fucking internet. I had my podcast so that I recorded on my phone, push a button, and it's all up and for everybody. I'm not an asshole technical wise. I could find out. I can.
No,
figure
no, you're
out.
Great. You're actually very good.
I can yeah. figure it out. I know yeah. people that can do it. Yeah. But Rob is the greatest at that, and he's also great with people. I'm not that great with people. At some
you
points,
don't say. No.
Oh, what are you? What is this, a sitcom in the fucking 50s? You don't say.
I left a little space there for people to laugh.
Wow, of course you did.
I left some space. Let's go to some videos. Oh, fuck.
We don't have any fucking
God
videos.
God damn it.
Sorry, Mike.
I want to know how you didn't get, how on a Memorial Day weekend, a longer weekend than usual, there's no videos.
Well,
let me finish. Okay. There's not one fucking fucked up video. When I have four or five of them saved, mm-hmm. how did you not see? Just say, here's my thing. If you didn't do something, just say, dude, I fucked up. I didn't do it. Fuck off. I'm sorry. I fucked up. Yeah. And we're done. We move on. Just do it. But when you say there was no videos, and then I have to go, I'm fucking crazy. Because I think there's videos. I saw videos. But if there's no videos, I'm fucking crazy. So now I'm crazy. Or I'm a fucking asshole. When you say, I didn't do it. I didn't. If I didn't do something, I'd be like, look, I didn't fucking read the script. I fucked up. I didn't get a chance to learn my lines totally. What? Huh? I just didn't read the script. I fucked up.
Is this where we throw stuff at Lauren now?
We shame her.
We throw stuff at her?
Right?
No,
you're telling me there's no... Did you look for videos?
No, I did.
When did you look for videos?
What's today? Tuesday? Sunday. I perused. And then I saw the Tiger
Woods. Perused.
Yeah.
You understand the word she's using? What night? Sunday? I perused.
She scanned Instagram.
Right?
Yeah. Well, in fairness, though, the Crown Jewel video is not available yet. When the dash cam footage of Tiger Woods comes out, that's going to be a full episode
for
you.
Can you be a man and just back me up in this?
I have your back.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. When did you peruse?
Sunday, I did. And then I sent you the Tiger Woods photo today because I thought we could talk about that. And then I brought up Mike going on Fallon so that we would talk about that. And then I saw some funny stuff, but I didn't think it was that funny, so I didn't pull it.
But why would you make that decision?
I don't know.
Wouldn't I make that decision? Didn't I tell you that last week?
Mm-hmm.
I did, right?
Yeah.
And you still said, fuck what we agreed on?
I'm sorry.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just did it. All right, see?
But that's kind of like presenting you with the internet.
Huh?
Because if she's not filtering it through somehow, is she just going to hand you the internet?
If there's nothing, yes. If you see nothing, this is all I found, fat boy. Hey, fat boy, this is
she
all I got.
She can't talk to you like that.
Yeah, she could.
I'm going to take up for you on this one. She can't fucking talk to you like
she can.
That.
She can call me fat boy.
I think
boy.
It's wrong.
I would never call you fat boy. No.
Let's go to the video.
No, who's this?
I'm sorry, I keep going to that.
This is Robert Kelly. You're live on YKWD. Who's this?
Hi, it's Bardo.
Hi, Bardo. You're on my show. What's up?
I just wanted to go through a few things, man.
What, for the movie?
Yep, for that. Some other stuff coming up.
What's the movie I'm shooting again? Who's the director? What's his name? I forget his name. What's his name?
He's an unknown. He's an NYU film kid.
What's his name? What's his name? I forget. What is it?
You don't really forget.
No, I swear to God, what's his name?
Steven Soderbergh.
Oh, yeah, wow. I know him. I know him. Okay, let me call you back after we'll talk, okay?
All right, I'll
okay.
see you.
Okay, thanks. All right, let's talk about what were you Bob, tonight you
got,
show? Were you on the
you have a lot of stuff going on. Bob.
What do you got? You had
Bob, you have a lot of stuff going on.
You had a 4-minute set on the Tonight Show.
It was 5 minutes. Let's not. Come on, dude. Don't cheat me on that.
It was really good.
Thank you, Lauren. I assume that's why I'm on the show. You guys had me back voluntarily.
We booked what? You before. I didn't even know you were doing that.
Are you kidding me? It's all over the internet, basically from me retweeting it. I'm getting some laughs.
Let me tell you something.
Getting some laughs.
You looked good.
Thank you. It's a suit I bought in my neighborhood. Oh, I thought you were being serious.
You did look good. That's not what you want to hear when you do a comedy set. You looked great. No. Mike, how do you feel? Sorry. These are all the things you don't want your agent to say. How'd you feel about it?
It was amazing.
I agree. I think it was one of the best late night sets I've ever seen.
And Mike Cannon never lies. He tells the truth.
Truly don't. It's the most economical, fun, like punchy set I've ever. And I watched you work it out. It was just fantastic to watch. It was a special set.
I'm not doing big movies, but I still have a lot of respect for the clubs, Bobby Kelly.
Are you? Not all the clubs. Two. Two.
I play clubs. I play colleges.
Community colleges. In the afternoon.
Those are my credits.
During lunch.
I'm going to see it.
Have you been?
I haven't watched yet.
Have you been on TV?
Yeah.
When?
I've done The Nightly Show on Comedy Central. Mm. I've done Comedy Knockout.
No, have you done stand-up?
Oh, no, not yet.
All right. How long have you been doing stand-up?
5 years.
Where are you from?
Brooklyn, born and raised.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
it's almost, I can't even talk to her for more than 2 minutes.
No, go after her now. It's go after Pretty Women Day. You went after Lauren, now take her down.
No,
That's my fucking point.
Fucking beautiful.
Is that,
both
here's
you
the,
are so fucking beautiful.
Here's the fucking point, Mike. Here's the point. I didn't go after, that's like a fucking dude at McDonald's, the manager going, hey, you were supposed to make a bunch of fries today. You remember we talked about you doing fries every day so we'd have fries to sell? And then how is he the asshole? How am I going after her?
You're not an asshole.
I'm talking to Mike.
She's defending you as you're abusing her. What kind of system do you have here? This is fucking
parents.
Crazy, Bobby.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Lenore Walker has a name for this.
Well, all right, maybe I shouldn't do it on the air.
Cycle of violence.
Maybe I
shouldn't do it on the air. This is what production
meetings
are
for. Maybe I shouldn't do it on the air. I just think the fans deserve to know the truth.
While we sit here awkwardly and watch you abuse Lauren, we're going,
how am I abusing her?
Yeah, I totally have flashbacks. I was like,
how am I abusing
her? You didn't get done what you needed to get done. Now we got no fucking videos.
Like, it's my fault. You're right. I'm stupid. You're right. You're amazing. You're not an asshole.
Do you think I'm wrong?
I think you're great. I think you're doing a good job.
I think Mike doesn't want to get fucked up, too.
I think you put together a complex media outlet here that you're both pushing out audio and visually. It's great.
What do you think, Mike? You think I'm abusing
No, I think you do that.
Do you think I'm... Let me answer the question.
Yes, you do it at a production meeting, bro. You know I love
what,
you.
What do you think? What's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie, what do you think?
I think I would have not liked to hear it, but I don't think you spoke to her in an inappropriate tone. I just think that we could
not be here. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie, for your more than honest opinion.
I just think you hate
women.
Michael,
thank you.
You're welcome. I just think you hate women. Let's move on. But let's move forward.
First of all, if anybody has a hate women shoulders, it's you, okay?
Hate and love.
You have I hold women's necks against walled forearms. All right, we'll move on. You did get on. You did do the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I didn't find out about it. You didn't tell me about it. You didn't ask me to tweet about it. You didn't even say nothing to me. And I saw you the night before.
I was probably in my head running it.
Were you scared?
I was in my head running. That scared's a fucking, that's a loaded word.
Why? I've been first of all, I was scared running my first.
No scared.
Dude, I've been fucking petrified. When I did my first stupid, what's his name? The guy who had the late
Byron Mitchell. Allen.
No, I wasn't scared for that. What's his name? The other guy.
Unleashed.
No, not that one. The what's his name?
Craig Ferguson.
No. What's the guy's name? The guy who had his show on NBC.
Carson Daly.
I was petrified. So nervous that I had a nervous tic because I'm used to having a mic with a cord and I do this.
Right.
And I pull it out.
Oh, I know that feeling when your arm gets away from you.
I had a fucking a cordless and I was going like this with the mic. In between jokes, because I wasn't getting any laughs. I was going like this. I walked off, my agent went, why were you doing that with your arm? I go, what? He goes, you kept doing this. Terrible. I was petrified.
Is that online? Lauren, can we bring that?
We can't. I've been on it twice.
Carson Daly?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, not wow.
Okay.
Well, look at how good she works when you ask her to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should be her fucking boss.
Bobby.
What? What?
Thought we were done.
We're not done. It's gonna happen. I gotta fucking talk like this to get your fucking.
You're imitating me, Bobby. Chip. Now you're going after me because I didn't agree with you.
That wasn't you, paranoid fucking bicep. It was Chip Chipperson.
Bicep.
A lot of what you say is funny. Some of it's hurtful.
I don't think you're dumb. Carson Daly, Robert Kelly. Carson Daly, Robert Kelly. My name's Robert Kelly.
Yeah. Riotcast.
No, nope, that's not it. That's my. Oh, look how thin I was.
Riotcast.
I'm going to go back to that. that way. Go back up. What is that guy right there, Robert Kelly? T-Space, Robert Kelly. Who's that?
What color Kangol were you wearing for this?
That's good. You know what, Mike? You're just
like,
against me.
Come on now. Come on,
you're
Bobby.
You're against me, Mike.
No, I'm not against you, Bobby. I'm for what's right here.
You're
come
against
on.
Me.
What's right is right.
You're
Bobby.
Against me. You don't like me, Mike. You never have.
Are you crazy?
You never have.
Are you kidding me?
What are you doing?
You wanted to see what those. I want to
let
know
it
who
play.
This man is. Thank you.
His name's Robert Kelly, and I want to hear what Robert Kelly has to say.
Yeah.
Can you turn it up? Oh, God. There's me in fucking 15 years up in New Hampshire giving some speech. Don't know how to use the mic anymore. All right, scroll up. Look at the eyebrows.
Right, you got the same charisma, though.
You're saying I don't have charisma?
Yeah.
You're saying I don't?
No, this is a. Is this podcast changed to everything serious?
You have the charisma of an Italian robot.
Is this a podcast funny anymore?
Beep, beep, bop, boop. That's what I hear when you talk. Beep, right, boop, bop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Beep, beep, bop.
Forget
bitty,
about
bitty.
It.
Forget about it. Hi, my name's Mike Vecchione. I'm in a suit. They put me in it. They will take me out. Hi, Jimmy Fallon.
That's I bought what I hear. That suit.
You should buy that suit and burn it. You boxy motherfucker.
You looked like you were like a fucking just bicep curl away from smashing that off your back.
You look like you should be at the door in fucking Atlantic City back in 62. Hey, welcome to the fucking Riv. Come on, let's go to his special. Forget this old guy with a... Is that a mole?
Nope, it's melanoma.
Oh, shit.
He's dying. When was that uploaded?
Could you not, Laura? Can I stop you?
No.
Because... this is going to turn into you guys shitting on my set. I feel like that's what it's going to turn into, Bobby.
I have nothing negative to say about it.
10 seconds ago, Bobby, I feel like this place used to be. What are we not fucking busting balls? Except when you bust balls on
my set. Then you came back hard at me. Then you came back serious.
Hey,
what tone we're taking?
What do you want? You want a Marin episode or you want YKWD? Let me know. It's all for you, Vecchione.
Let's go. No, let's go. I'll take it. I'll take my beating.
You don't have a choice. There we go. Mike Vecchione. There we go. Let's see what comes up.
Aww.
One thing on all of YouTube.
The hot women are moist. The hot
handsome.
Shut up. She's
let her speak her mind.
She's
New
done.
York City, baby.
Oh, God.
A strategy.
You guys
to go
great.
Out and yell to get the nerves out.
Why? Stop.
My name's
stop.
Mike. I'm a little...
Why? Okay, forget it. Go ahead. Why is you? Why are you letting your suit bell out? Why don't you button the bottom one too?
No, because that was the technique. You button the top one. If you look it up online, that's what all the.
But if you button the bottom one, when you move, you don't turn into a little bell. You understand? You keep the frame of the suit. Watch your bell out. Watch. Go back to the beginning, please. Watch this bell. Look, your bell. Look, you're a bell. Look.
It
push
leaves
play.
More room to gesticulate,
hey,
though. I get
look
it.
At bell.
You guys are great. You guys are great. My name's Mike. I'm a little short. But I'm not short enough to be cute, not tall enough to be an actual man. I'm in the middle. Women don't find
you
me adorable, but I still
too.
Can't reach things.
You're not good enough to be a headliner, but you're not bad enough to be a fucking MC.
I jabbed in, Bobby. It's a technique that we use in late night sets, jabbing in.
Why do your fingers look like they didn't grow? They stopped growing at the tips.
I knew what this was going to become.
What? I'm just saying. I'm just observing. I'm observing that your fingertips look smaller than everything else. Go ahead.
Perfect combination of factors that women love. Non-threatening baby face, shredded body. Women love that.
Stop. Shredded. Are you shredded?
No, my roommate.
Oh.
You got to listen to the actual set, Bobby.
I will say this.
I'm trying to. It's fucking difficult.
You look like it's not possible to knock you out, though. You look like your jaw could absorb any amount of contact
you
whatsoever.
You really do. You look like someone should test frying pan strength on your face. I could.
Threatening baby face, you could trust me. Shredded body, I'll protect you. I'm not bad looking, but I have the complete opposite thing happening. I have what I like to call ultimate fighter head.
I got myself.
Stop. Stop.
Look this at the is bicep. The.
I
I'm
got
telling,
myself.
Stop. This is what Mike does on his late night sets that I want everybody to absorb, which I observed and I noticed a
I
long time ago.
Me too.
What is it? Mike?
The boyish smile in between little
I bands. Call it the fucking Mr. Roper.
It's gorgeous.
Remember when Mr. Roper used to get a good one and he'd smile before you? He'd be like, and he turn in and do the camera.
It's
Mike. Mike enjoys his set as much as the crowd. Look at him. Look at him smiling. Go back a little bit. Go back just a little bit. I want you to see the rope right there. Right there. Just hit this. Nice, good joke.
I'm not bad looking, but I have the complete opposite thing happening.
Ready?
I have what I like to call ultimate fighter head.
Hang on. Stop it. Right.
There you go.
Look at that. He liked it too. He's having a good time too.
I'm having a
good
time.
Hit play. Right there. Right there. Look, he's still loving
it. Mug for the camera.
He's loving it. Go ahead. He looked over at fucking Jimmy. You like that one, Jim?
I have a let's go get frozen yogurt torso. Right?
Am I right? Am I right, guys?
You are right.
Here we go.
We're not going to get ice cream. We hit up some froyo with some fruit toppings. Keep it responsible.
There he likes it! Mikey likes it! Mikey likes it! You love it! You got listen, if you're listening to this part, you have to go to YouTube when you get home and count the how many times Mike likes his own joke, little smirks. You love funny. And I called you from the road the last time I was watching your late night, and I was like, Mike, stop liking your joke so much.
But the writing is so brilliant.
Jimmy Fallon is also one of the most generous, like, behind-the-curtain hosts, because you can see, like, you can laugh, and you can kind of tell when they're bobbing their head back and forth, but he, like, throws his body up where you can see that he's actually enjoying it, and it, like, green lights it for everybody else.
He's great. He's one of the greatest, for comics. Late night show hosts, I think. I like what's his name too, Jimmy.
Kimmel?
I like Kimmel, but his show isn't good to do stand-up.
No.
I've done it. It's not good. No, it's not good. But he's great. I think he's great.
Well, also now they have people, like, he's introducing you facing camera, but you're behind him. And then he has half the crowd looking at the camera with him applauding, and they have to shift and turn around 180 degrees to watch the stand-up.
No shit.
It's fucking weird, man. Wow. Yeah.
Terrible. That's like Kimmel. Carson Daly was terrible, too. It was terrible because he would do a two-hour fucking, like, interview with an actor. Mm. I want to talk to Sam Rockwell for 2 hours. And then he'd go, you guys ready for comedy? They're like, not really. I'm ready for a fucking, maybe an orange juice and some Cheez-Its. I feel like I just gave blood. And then he brings you out fucking ice cold. Ice cold. I remember looking over and Kevin Bacon's band was there. And I was like, hey, Kev. Fucking help me. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm what they call the department store's a husky fit. I'm at the department store shopping for my husky fit pants. And I know I'm going from husky to fat because my pant size is 36-30. That's how you know you're fat, guys. When your pant size is an improper fraction.
Stop. One and one. That is a good joke.
That's a good one.
That's a solid, great joke.
Solid writing.
Well...
And
that's
performing,
a good joke.
Give yourself some credit.
Yeah, that was a great joke. I thought that was really funny. Thank when you. I saw that one, I laughed. Go ahead.
One-fifth of another human being. That's how I know. Chunky. Chunky. So I throw it on 100. That's what I do when I'm insecure. I throw it on 100. Because when you throw it on 100, guys, you go from pudgy to pimp in one motion. Am I right? I think that's a Jay-Z song. From pudgy to pimp.
Look at the band is just, no, it's
just
not.
The Roots.
Yeah, I know. The Roots were like, no, it's not. Actually.
You're doing what an evil white man needs to do on late nights. Right. You have to put yourself down and then kind of, like, I know hip hop.
Yeah.
And then, starts with and then the black people go, nah. Yeah.
You just see silhouettes of afros shaking. Nah. Just a comb going like this.
Mm-hmm. Black girls taking off their earrings. Like, come on.
All right, go ahead.
Takes my 100, throws it up to the light like it might be fake. You ever had that? Where a cashier really examines your money? I'm like, first of all, miss, you don't work for the Treasury Department. You're a cashier. You're taking some wrong turns. She determines it's real, hands me back my change. By this time, I'm a little angry, so I take each bill she hands me back. I hold it up to the light. Send her a message. You don't investigate me. I investigate you. I reverse the investigation, everybody. I reverse the investigation.
He loves it. He loves it. He loves it.
They love it.
He loves it. No, but you love it, too.
I love it, too.
You do. You love it.
I love it.
The other, look, he's doing it. Stop, he's doing it. It. I'm not going to fuck you, Mike.
Please.
Why did that turn me on?
It's really hot.
I don't know why.
Did you ever go with a white guy?
No.
Damn it. Why?
I
don't want to know.
Okay.
Why would you no, that's you? Interesting. Why not?
Your skin's too fucking... No, yeah, why would you not go with a white guy? Do you have a black boyfriend right now?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it. That's actually personal. Keep that stuff to yourself. Respect yourself. All right, my sister. Let's move on. Is he a comedian?
No.
Is he? What does he do?
He owns a nightclub.
All right, yeah. Let's definitely not talk about it. Let's just talk about the nightclub. Want to plug his nightclub? What night's good? Wednesdays? No, seriously, why don't you like white guys?
I don't not like
them. Why do you hate white people?
I don't.
What did we do to you?
Horrible people. No, I just, it's just not my bag.
What the fuck kind of racist shit is that? No. You don't like, there's not one white guy you ever was like, oh, he's cute?
Yeah, no, I think that attractive people are attractive, but it takes more than that for me to want to have sex with people.
I'm not talking about sex.
Oh, that's what you said. No, I said, no, fucking a white dude.
Me too.
Oh, you said fucking a white dude?
I thought that's what we were saying.
I was not talking about fucking a white dude.
I think all types of people are attractive. Men, women, white.
Have you been with a woman?
Sure.
You've been with a woman?
Yeah. You had sex?
Sex with a woman?
Yeah.
But no whites. But not a white.
Was it a white woman? Was it a white woman?
Would you ever go with a white woman?
Oh, shit. You don't like white women?
I'm not opposed to it, but you know.
Wow, you hate white people.
I don't hate them. I enjoy you guys just fine. We're having a great
time. I mean, I like a certain black girl. I don't like all black. Like, I'm not across the board, but I'm not across the board with any, like, white girls. Yeah, I don't like, I'm not really into blondes. I'm into brunettes. if it's a blonde, I like a hay blonde, you know, like hay hair. I fucking never go with a redhead. I've been with a couple of them just out of desperation. And they like me way more than I like them. So, like, you know, that's my key. If you like me a lot, then I'm into you for a couple. But I like black girls, but, like, not all black girls.
Right.
You know?
Which ones don't you like?
I've said this before. I don't like white black girls. I don't like a black girl that's like, hey, how are you? Oh, we're going to have so much fun. They're the craziest people on the planet Earth.
You don't like Cosby.
Black no, I don't girls. Like, no, they were black girls. Those were black girls. Right. I'm talking white, black, like, hi, oh my God, I went
you
to college.
You mean the ones yeah. that date white men, like, just like,
ripped
you know,
from
like
the pages
thing.
Of Hollister.
I don't know, it's weird. They're just, you know, it's weird. I just had bad things with, I've dated a couple white, black girls, and it was just,
if you want a white girl, you date a white
girl. I like a black girl, like, you. If I was to date a black girl, you would be the type of black girl I would date.
I dated a white guy once. I went on a date. He was bald.
Right.
But it turned into like a culture exchange program, and I don't got time for that. I was in like, what do you do? Yeah. And
well,
like, is that your hair? And like, can you dance? Like, yes. But like, you know what I mean? I didn't have time for that.
I'll tell you, the first black girl I dated was Debbie. Oh, the first black girl I ever dated was Janine McKay in sixth grade. Because I went to a, you know, half black, half white school, right? Well, not even. I was like, maybe it was more minority than it was white. And Janine McKay, so beautiful, tall, thin. That's that black. I like those, you know, fucking Tootsie Tribe girls, you know, fucking tall.
Tootsie Tribe.
I like a tall, thin.
That's not know? Offensive. Put your eyebrows down.
That's not
he was like, is that okay? He looked at me to co-sign.
And then years later, I met Debbie, who was a friend, and we went on a date, and I did get all fucking. I called her colored.
Oh, yeah.
By accident.
That'll do it. Well, you meant to say it in your head?
No, because it just.
Wait, it was, in his defense, this was in the 80s when it was okay.
It was. No, it wasn't. It just turned to African American.
Right.
Like, you don't call, you don't say black.
I love black. I hate African American, but I
like black.
How it's confusing for people. It's a whole thing.
I like black. I like, oh, I dated a black girl. I like black. But it just changed over to you. You're supposed to say African American. So I didn't know what to say. I didn't know if it was black. But my grandfather was from back in the day, and he still said the colored guy next door, and he didn't mean it. And that's just what he called them growing up. And he didn't know that they went to black and then African American. So he was, and I'd be like, Pop, you can't say that. He's like, what am I supposed to call him? You know what I mean? You can say African American. All right. But so I was like, I was sitting in the car, and I've told this on Opie and Anthony. I was like, I'm nervous. And she's like, why? And I was like, I've never dated a colored girl before. She went, motherfucker. And I was like, what? What? She goes, you know, I'm not colored. What the fuck you call? She got very colored on me. She got colorful. And she started, and she goes, look, you can say black, you can say African American, that's what you, but you don't call it. And I was like, I fucked up. I'm so sorry. And she was so cool. She was like, all right, listen, let's just start the fuck over from right here. And she leaned in and started kissing me. And I was like, fuck yeah. And we started kissing it. It was awesome. She was great. And I stopped asking questions after that. She was just a chick after that. We were just making out. But
I like that your impression of her was far more offensive than you calling her colored.
I know. He was like, motherfucker.
She did. She got fucking. She got ghetto. She got ghetto. Her fucking Nefertiti earrings would hit me in the eye. No. But I don't. I mean, I guess yeah. What the fuck? When was the last black girl you dated?
I never dated a black girl. Never did.
Did you say I'll never date a black girl?
I never did date.
Oh,
a black
I thought you
girl.
Said I'll
I would.
Never.
I never did.
I was like, that's pretty bold. I'll never date.
Actually,
okay.
I've never dated. I've never really dated white girl outside of like.
When are you gonna
Italian,
date a girl?
That's really true. Italian and Hispanic mostly has been my trend.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah. What about? Of course. Look at them.
All right, Bobby.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Why is that a bad thing?
The way you said it, it's built right into the way you say it.
I said, look at him. It looks great. Looks like a nice Italian guy. I mean, you fucking. What do you got?
I used to have a cheerleader that was assigned to me in high school.
What?
I'm so done. Okay.
What?
Yeah, well, I was a captain of the basketball team, so she would. Well, it was all. They assigned everybody, but she would bake me stuff and then blow me in the stairwell before games.
Michael.
What?
Michael.
Yeah.
What? Michael.
That was a big part of my high school. I was getting blowjobs in stairwells since seventh grade.
What are you talking? Are you doing a bit right now?
No, I swear to God.
Are you really?
It's called baking and blowing.
Stairwell hookups
are
huge.
Yeah. I faked getting out of art class once just to get blown.
I made out in
the
stairwell in between class once, yeah. But that was it.
Do you have video of that?
No.
Of course you don't. You have no videos.
I was 14.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. Thank God that doesn't exist.
Hey.
Michael Cannon, baking and blowing.
Yeah.
Why? So you had a girl assigned to suck your dick?
I mean, that wasn't part of her job description, but she just took it upon herself to motivate.
To get that extra credit.
What if she stopped sucking your dick one week and just didn't do it? Would you be pissed?
Well, her brother gave me a bullet at one point.
I thought she was going to say blowjob. he gave you a bullet to put to her head and say, if you don't suck my dick.
It was weird because I guess he knew what was going on, but he gave me a bullet and I was like, this doesn't scare me without the actual thing that, you know, deploys it.
Yeah. Right.
This doesn't do anything for me. So we kept like hooking up and then it kind of just dissipated over time.
Wait a minute. Stop. Slow down. You're really jumping across some fucking territory here that we need to cover.
Okay.
So the brother was he? Was he in the football team, basketball team?
No, he was older. He was out of high school at that point.
So he's out of high school, and the brother found out that his little sister was sucking your dick.
Yeah.
Like, but why would he be mad at that?
I don't know, because some older brothers want to fuck their younger sisters.
It's wildly...
It's like a weird thing.
No, but that's disrespect. I could see how he would be upset. I mean, I was sending you a bullet.
I was nice to her.
I could see why he would think that was.
Were you
bad.
Doing anything back to her?
Yeah, of course. It? Yeah, we were hooking up. So that's
I
all.
Didn't
that's
hear
only
that.
What,
I didn't hear that. All
well,
I heard
what was
some girl was in
games.
The staircase blowing you, giving you fucking baked goods after.
Because
you
were on the basketball team.
Yeah.
Head of the basketball team.
I was captain. Yeah.
You were the captain.
Yeah, give me some credit.
So you were the captain of your basketball team in high school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the whole 4 years?
No, for my senior year, and then I was like an incoming captain my junior year.
So you were very popular in high school.
I did okay, but I had like wild swings of anxiety and depression and like weird sensitivity issues, I guess. I don't know. Because I got bullied. I probably bullied somebody at some point. I was all in it. I did musical theater too. It was like, I have a huge.
Why would you? This guy's literally mama.
So adorable.
This guy's just opening it up. He's like, I got bullied. I probably bullied. I was had anxiety issues. And literally, you said I did musical theater. You stop. That's why you can't date a white guy.
That's why.
We're too all over the place.
You don't respect my struggle, Carrie. Fucking... I get it.
No, I thought it was weird. I saw a different side of you.
It was weird, though. Like, since I was seven, my parents would make me sing show tunes for company.
Stop for a second.
Yeah.
Can we hear one?
No, please? Because blunts and puberty completely
Baba,
destroyed
I will
voice.
Sing with you.
There's no chance.
Why?
Because I just can't do it. That's a very, that's me opening myself up in a way that I'm not prepared to do.
You don't know a show? I love show tunes.
Of course I know show tunes.
Why can't you sing
one
for
me? I used to sing A Whole New World with my older sister and we'd
harmonize. A whole new world. I'll sing it with you.
You sound great.
How did it go? Well, how's it go?
I don't remember.
Come on. Open up with me.
I'll show you the world. That.
Yeah, yeah, that is
yeah, let's
it.
Do it. Come on, let's do it.
No.
Let's get through it
really
today with me.
I truly can't do it.
I'll get through it with you. Can you find a hole in the world? Oh, me and
so
you right
now. I've never been so nervous.
We let's were all sweating when it was our turn.
Come on, Bobby.
Like,
leave him alone.
Let's do it.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone, Bobby. Leave him alone.
Shut up. Stop trying to stall shows. Get back to your set. We'll get
let's
back.
Get back to my set.
Don't worry about it.
You know?
Listen.
It's a great segue that's coming up in my...
Mike. I love this song, first of all. And I love show. You can sacrifice your sacro sitting in
What's
the back
from?
Row. Gypsy.
See, I was a big Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh,
we did,
I like Phantom of the Opera.
Jesus Christ. That was my first time performing for a live audience. I sang All I Ask of You.
What is that song?
No More Talk of Darkness.
Oh my God, you're
I
such
love
a good
that
boy!
Song!
You sounded like the Phantom.
You it was
have,
the first time I ever got a laugh.
You motherfucker.
Because I forgot the words and I just said, fuck, into the mic and the
no
whole
way.
Place like blew up. And I was like, well, that felt good. Yeah.
The you laugh. That's weird that you were doing this serious song singing.
Yeah.
And you fucked up. You said fuck, got a laugh, and it made you feel good.
Immediately. Yeah. Yeah, that was better than singing like on any level. I took hip hop dance classes. I wanted to be an NSYNC. Like, I was trying to find a shortcut to get women because I felt so uncomfortable talking to women.
Let me hear this.
But
the Phantom.
Yeah.
Look how excited.
A little louder.
I still don't remember the words to this day.
Darkness and wakes imagination. Silently your senses abandon their defenses.
I knew there was a pause there.
That's wow. The fuck? Oh.
That was, I think, the fuck.
Hang on. Here we go.
Slowly, gently,
I don't remember the words.
All right, we can work through it.
Oh, there's no words on the screen.
Tremulous and tender, turn your face away.
This is going well.
On
the
carriage, yeah, I got
come on, right here. There we go. Let's finish big.
I got nothing. I forget the fucking words.
You didn't even start big.
Wait, you know this part.
Here we go.
Listen to the music of the night. Your eyes and surrender to your darkest dream.
This isn't all I ask of you, by the way. This is
the life you knew before.
Is that coming?
It's right here.
Start to
soar. Oh, yeah.
Can we do West Side Story now?
I'm the sweatiest person I've ever been.
Why are you sweating?
Because that just made me so uncomfortable. Thank you, though.
I sing it again. This time you're going to shoot threes as you're singing it.
And Lauren's going to suck you off.
Thank God.
I'm not going to say it to you.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to have your fucking
reenactment.
Club owner boyfriend come down here and grab me by my fucking neck with a fucking spinner ring.
Is he big, your boyfriend?
6'7".
Yeah, he's
6'7"?
Jesus. She's not dating somebody like you or me. I'll put me in there so you
thank
don't
you.
Feel fucking bad.
Alone.
You're so sensitive.
Yeah. And I can't even sing. Mike,
I feel Mike would be physically dominant in bed, though. I think he could do a good job.
Oh, my God. I smack.
Yeah, I smack.
What does that mean?
I didn't know if it was good or bad.
What, you
smack
the
smack, I grip, I open smack, yeah. Let's move
in
on.
In the face or
moving
the bum?
Forward.
You
not,
are
in
a
the,
wife beater, you
not
see?
In the face.
Yeah, who's the wife beater now, you fucking violent...
Not in the face, Bobby.
Violent wop.
Bobby, cue up West Side Story. Let's go. Let's do it. I'm getting my snaps on.
Ugh. People
snap. I do the joke to the completion. I don't care
all right,
if it wins it.
We'll get a little laugh back in. Where's Mike's? Yeah, good. Just play a little bit.
Oh, I love this. Is my favorite part of the keep going.
I live in Queens and my car was stolen recently in Queens where I live. I go to my car, it's not there. I call 911. It took the police 2 hours to get to me. 2 hours. They got there. I'm like, officer, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but in the time it took you to get here, I could have watched 4 episodes of the show Cops.
Smile, loves it, loves it, loves it. Good one. Let me give a little. You guys enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy it over here. Oh, my God. You got to see, you got to have the, listen, man, you can't just watch a dude's set and be like, that was a good set. You got to watch for the nuances.
That's very true.
Oh, Mike enjoys it. I love how much you it's love some, your sets.
I agree with you, Bobby. It's great pacing. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
Buddy. To a Grand Theft Auto. Nothing says we do not care about your emergency like cops on horses. So I wrote a Yelp review. Do you guys know that you can Yelp review your local police precinct?
You can write
a Yelp review like they're a Chili's. So I'm like, cops showed up on horses to my Grand Theft Auto. You guys really need to update your equipment. And I told the cop that. He's like, we put out an APB. I'm like, with what, pigeons? Because obviously you're using a Noah's Ark type system. to get my car back.
He loves it!
Condescending to me, which doesn't make sense because I look like every cop in their precinct.
Insert cop joke.
Loves it! Loves it! Mike enjoys his set like no other. I've never seen a comic in the middle of a set just, I'm going to take a little laugh. Hey, you guys like that? Me too. Right there. Let me get a little of that. Let me taste what you're tasting.
Oh, look at the eyebrows.
Yeah. He's like, who do you think stole your car? I'm like, I don't know, officer. Are we using the Socratic method of crime solving? Is this an acting exercise? Are you part of an improv team? My guess is somebody who does not have a car. Perhaps somebody who rides a horse. I reverse the investigation again, guys. I reverse the investigation.
Now, let me ask you a question. Stop.
It's a callback, Bobby.
Why do you, you know, why do you repeat things?
I like to drive the point home.
Is that what that, I mean, no, I'm asking seriously.
No, I really, it drives the point because if you repeat
I'm not asking to be a dick. I think there's, everybody has a technique or a thing that they do and you do that.
I think it's funny.
No, I
and
do
it's,
too.
It's
they're driving the point home. Yeah. It's like, okay.
It's the Chris Rock School of Comedy. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does that on the premise. Yeah.
Does he do that? Okay. Yeah. I think that's an interesting thing for people who don't know stand-up. If they watch this set and they see, you know, you might just watch the set and laugh. A lot of people do. But I think that's interesting.
I'm curious also how.
Hang on 1 second. Sorry. Honey, you're on the podcast.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello. I was just checking in. You can call me later.
Is it good? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Call me later.
Is the kid okay?
Yeah. Just call me later. All is good.
All right, I'm going to call you later.
Okay,
Lauren made me mad today.
Bobby.
Why?
Dawn, I'll see you Saturday. I can't wait.
What's Saturday?
I hope it doesn't rain. Everybody, let's do a no rain dance.
Well, we have a rain day on Sunday.
Well, it's the weather looks right now rainy Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
It just changed. I don't know why. So I don't know what's going on.
It's called clouds and atmosphere. That's why. It's called the Earth. Okay.
Meteorologist. All right.
This is. I don't like anybody in this room, honey. I really don't. I like the black girl. Can I date a black girl?
You're married.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
But you sound hot, Dawn. Don't know what you look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, ain't my
Her
wife's
voice
pussy.
Sounded really great.
Yeah, you ain't. It ain't happening.
Who? What?
If I ever come home and saw you with my wife, you and Lauren just fooling around on my couch.
I love Dawn. She's beautiful.
I didn't expect.
I would hide in a bush. I would hide in a bush.
Which
and make
one?
It, I would, what?
That was a good one. Come on. Come on.
I didn't know to laugh because you didn't laugh. That was an even better
That's
one.
A callback.
I delivered
That's
straight.
A callback. That's a callback. That's a callback.
I did that on my Comedy Central special, and the guy wrote a comment. He's like, this guy sounds like a gay tape recorder. That was good.
That's funny. All right. This Sunday's the barbecue. You're invited. You already got invited.
Yeah.
Now I got to invite these two, you fuck.
Sorry. Don't worry about
it. I didn't. Dawn's the one who mentioned it.
But I told you a couple weeks ago. I told you about it. You're like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. If it's happening.
Oh, now it might not be because I know. Just kidding.
Here's the deal.
What?
A lot of people aren't coming.
Oh, why? Out of town?
Well, yeah, because we had it on a Saturday this year. Last year we had it on a Saturday, but it was on a Sunday. And we just lucked out that everybody was around. But this year, a lot of people are not coming because they're not around because it's on a Saturday.
Right.
If it was on the Sunday, a lot of people could show up. So we're still having it because it's about the kid's birthday.
Yeah.
But I'm doing another comics barbecue with just comedians maybe the week after on a Sunday.
And I smoke a sweet cigar on both of them.
Yeah, well, I have sweet cigars. I don't know what the fuck. She called, they call. There you go. Someone just buzzed me. Can you not rest your head? Are you tired?
No. I was just scratching and then you caught me. No. You just caught me with it. I wasn't resting.
That's what you want. The producer of your show.
I wasn't resting on it. I was just
resting
my
her
mouth
face
to
on the
it.
Microphone.
I
do you know who used to do that a lot? Eric Rivera used to put the
I
mic
like it.
On
it's comfortable.
His chin. Do you remember that?
That's
Rivera?
Bobby's opener for a long time. Let's not go there.
Let's not go there because his father just passed away.
Oh, did he really?
Last weekend.
I mean, that's not what I was
before we
say.
Start fucking trashing that little Mexican.
I wasn't even going to.
That Guatemalan.
Would do it at Broadway Comedy Club, though, and that fucking mic hasn't been changed out since the 70s. It was awful.
That was his thing. He did that. I don't know. So everybody has that little thing that they do. But yeah, he did do that. Yeah, his father passed away. He was in town. Yeah, it does suck. You know, when somebody dies. You know, but it's weird. Do you have are you
speaking of that? Let's go back to my set.
No, but this is why I do. Because ready, watch.
I don't.
I use my chin to move it.
You can use your chin to move a fucking house. it sucks. You have a boyfriend.
6'7" 6'7"
Yeah,
I didn't
but
even
nightclub
that.
Owner too. That's always
Wait,
fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That means he has guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at her. Look at her. She's like,
I'm into it. I'm here for all of it.
You like man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. You have a lot of money too, right? Because he has a club.
He does well.
Oh, so he's a criminal.
Who isn't?
My mother, my father, my grandmother, my uncles, my aunts, my son, my wife, my neighbor Dolores, her grandson Bobby across the street, Mark and Hope next door. I mean,
that's what you think.
No, I fucking actually know. She said, who isn't? Everybody I fucking know, except for you and your boyfriend. shit.
6'7"
Let's just go.
Was he the captain of his basketball team, too?
No.
Why is it got to be basketball?
Because Mike, I'm calling
know,
it back
kidding.
To Mike.
Was
it wasn't a black thing.
No, I was
it wasn't a black thing at all. I'm against racism. I think it's wrong.
I think, of course we do. Who even thinks, like, I mean, we're all racist, right? In our own way. But we're not racist. You're racist. We're racist. You're racist. Everybody's racist in their own little way. But I don't give a fuck. I saw.
We don't discriminate. Is
I think
what
it's
you're
prejudice.
Trying to say.
Yeah, I think we're
you
all
could
prejudice.
Be prejudiced, but not discriminate.
Yeah, I don't. I like people with values, good values, the same values as me. I don't give a fuck what you do, what you look like.
Yeah.
Just to have the same values as me and be a good person—that's what I like. I don't like shitty people.
Yeah, racism is just actively trying to hold down somebody based on their skin color or culture. I don't try to do that, but I certainly will cross the street every once in a while if I see somebody who I deem potential danger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try not to cross the street. But that's because I'm a fucking moron tough guy and I don't want to be bitched out of walking across the street.
I would cross the street if I saw you. You're like one button away from being a well-read cholo. That was pretty good.
No,
this is why it was. This is why I'm giving this to you. This is why I'm giving it to you.
Sorry.
You understand? Here's why.
But he did the glasses, and it was pretty well thought out. What he did.
I know,
pretty
but good. It was too. He telegraphed it. I saw that coming. I mean, he literally went and took a breath to get well, blah, blah, cholo. Yeah. He needed to get the cholo, and he took cholo breath. Put that right on there.
That's part of his singing. That's part of his singing.
I was opening my
Miguel,
breath.
Put that right on your microphone. I wouldn't. If I saw Mike walking across the street, I'd fucking bump shoulders right with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I saw you walking down just taking up too much space, I'd put my shoulder right in, and then I'd go.
But no, you wouldn't.
And
if
I go, so I'm sorry. I didn't. And then, no, sorry.
But you would if you were in a bad mood. Like if Lauren didn't upload videos for the weekend or something, and you were walking around with that, then you would want to throw your shoulder into somebody like me.
She doesn't have to upload anything. She just has to get a link to a video. Just get the link. Just watch videos and put the links up. And then send me the links the night before so I can see what she did. That's all she has to do.
Sounds like a lot of work.
That's all she has to do is get a fucking.
I know,
no, it isn't.
Exhausted.
It takes 4 minutes. Go to Facebook,
but Bobby.
Mike. Go to Facebook.
But Bobby, because
Mike,
we don't have the
Facebook.
Videos, we're having
Mike,
an organic conversation right now. We would never found out about this fucking gem over here or her 6'7" boyfriend. We would never be finding this stuff. We'd be watching videos of stuff. Oh, my God, this, a cat fail. Crazy, right? We're, it's organic now. We're feeling things. And you're getting to know your guests.
It what if I? What if every it, bit of your power
guys,
to not
let's go
say
back
black
to
boyfriend? They stuttered on every B in that sentence.
I don't want him to listen to this. Like, can you have him not listen? And not, not look?
Oh, he's waiting outside.
It's, first of all, it's a podcast. He's not gonna, a black club owner from Brooklyn isn't going, yo, I got to download those white guys' podcasts.
He does.
Does he?
Yeah, because he supports
her
career.
He's very involved. In
is life. He really?
Yeah, he likes comedy.
Ah, that's so sweet.
Really is a gem.
Sounds like a nice guy.
When he's not strangling people, he enjoys laughing.
When he's not muscling people out of their real estate so he can open up a bar next door to his nightclub, he's a sweet guy. When he's not threatening a Chinese family for the money they owe him, he's a sweet guy. Do you live with him?
Mostly.
Wow. So you have your own place too?
Yes.
Is it by yourself solo?
No, I live with my sister.
Your sister, she look like you?
Yes, actually.
Yeah. Wow. She does. Yeah. They're both gorgeous.
She races really still like you?
A little bit. Who isn't? No.
Does she not date white guys?
I don't know. No, she hasn't dated any, but I'm sure she's probably had a row or two.
I thought you said her boyfriend's 6'8".
Yeah. She's single.
She's single? No, I'm kidding. Does she do comedy?
She manages me and Verzi.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's man.
Wow.
What? No. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, I saw he's coming on later on. Yeah.
That's great. I love Verzi.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Crystal.
No, the management name.
Stark White Entertainment.
Stark White. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Did she name it Stark after Verzi? How are you under Stark White?
I don't know. It's
that
fucking
funny.
Ironic.
That's so
if
funny.
If it was Stark Black, it'd be too expected. So. Mm.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that you're happy with your boyfriend who kills people. Why are you nodding your head yes?
I am happy with him.
Oh, okay. Not the kill part. He doesn't hurt.
I'm not going to confirm
anybody.
Or deny.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, I'm moving on. Back to you, sissy boy. Okay. Sing some more songs. I'm kidding. Mike.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Nothing. It was just this. This was it. Now I got to send the link out to try to get some work from it. Yeah. Back to the grind.
How you doing?
Some road work. I'm doing fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. This was nice. This was a nice victory. I know we're all laughing about it, but I needed it. And a little bump.
It is a good bump.
Yeah.
And the comedy community was talking about it.
Yeah.
And you killed it.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's hard, man, right now. I mean.
Well, not for you. You're doing movies.
I mean, it's a small part in a Steven Sondheim book film, you know. I mean, whatever.
What was that? We can hear you over the humble brag. Oh,
no, dude, look, man, I'm not.
Movies, TV
Who's
shows?
The rest of the cast?
Doesn't matter.
Will you announce it at the barbecue?
Nick DiPaolo.
I want to thank Rob Sprantz.
You were saying it's hard right now.
I think it's hard right now. It's hard for me right now. Look, I'm coming off. I was on, I went from Louis to sex, drugs, all this shit going on. And now it's like, you know, when I did my last hour, it was the last cusp of these where hours were almost special. Hours aren't special anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
There's such thing as a special hour. Right. You can do all, I don't care what you do to the fucking set, how many lights you have. You could have a fucking golden guitar midget come down and twist.
That would probably get you some hits.
That's pretty cool.
But also, isn't that a weird thing to complain about, though? Because comics, we're so beholden to the industry, and now finally the internet is providing everybody with an opportunity.
But it's fucking it up.
But of course that's going to become oversaturated, but the good shit still rises.
No, it doesn't.
Which ones?
What? Name one fucking
Gary Goldman's.
Buddy, Netflix didn't. Who picked it up? They picked it up a year later. It should have been on Netflix from the.
Wasn't that a Netflix original?
No, it should have been, but it wasn't. That's Jim Serpico.
I mean, I don't make that.
Jim Serpico fucking was like Gary Goldman should have a special because he's that funny, and he filmed it, put his money up, and directed it, and filmed it, and did it, and then. You know what I'm saying? That should have been a no-brainer.
Right, right.
Gary Gulman?
Yeah.
One the best joke writer out right now? Mm. As far as fucking just uniqueness? I mean, really? I mean, I don't get it.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think it's hard being a straight white male?
Are you sure you don't date
now?
White guys?
I'm yeah. sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I apologize. Go ahead. Talk to us. What?
Is it hard being a straight white male in comedy right now?
I'm not like answering I've, that I've so you heard... can smile.
Why?
I'm not
no,
an-
I
God,
just,
I'm...
I don't get a chance to sit in a room with three of you at a time. So this is well, my fucking...
Because your boyfriend doesn't let you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's 6'7".
Stop being so racist. Like you definitely have a shot.
I don't want you sitting in a room with the devils.
Yeah.
It sounds so
is he
terrible
really
when you say it.
Like, he's white really down. I'm on your side.
No, he has a job, guys. He has things to do. I thought that's what you were going to say, though, when you're sitting. It's very hard right now, and I've
look,
heard that.
Look, they
so.
Don't right now. They don't want white. They, look, they want minorities. They want women. That's it. They want, you know, they want something different because everybody screamed and yelled about it. It's weird too that like. I remember coming up and a lot of women comics were like, you know, guys, all they talk about is their dicks and shit. And then you watch a lot of girls comedy and you're like, wow, you guys are really talking about your pussies and taking a shit. It's like, you guys right. are dirty too. It's yeah, like, yeah. wait, are you, you know what I mean? It's like, you guys are just, we're human beings. Doesn't yeah. matter if you have a vag or a fucking, what it is, comedy's comedy. You're going to talk about the shit you know. And if dating and fucking and your pussy and shit in your pants or pissing, whatever, or. Are you going to talk about that? It's yeah. weird. It's I'm like, wow, I remember coming up. I think it's hard right now, though. I think there's too many. What's special is special. Special's not special anymore.
Yeah, there's too much. It is oversaturated.
And you say it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well, I don't know if it's not good. I just think it's an odd complaint just that there are more opportunities. So, yeah, I think it sucks that we have
more opportunities for the wrong people.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. But that's I also true. Think that you could true. Create your own opportunity because what else are
you
we
can't.
Doing here? Besides, what are you doing
you
right here?
You can't. You can create your own opportunity, but the people to – there's a big difference between – if you get something on Netflix, you're talking eyes on.
Yeah.
If right. you get something on YouTube, it's a fucking shot in a million if you get that thing to blow up.
For sure.
Right. You can put your shit on – but if you go – if I take you and do an hour with you and put it on YouTube – right, or even put it behind a paywall. You know, $2 buy this. You're not gonna get shit.
No.
If I took that same special and put it on Netflix, and had you'd fucking blow the fuck up. A lot of people would see you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And
I don't know. I'm trying to look at it from an optimistic point of view because I think sure it's hard to be a straight white guy. I bet it's pretty hard to be a black woman. I bet it's hard to do comedy in general, especially trying to
hard.
Launch yourself. But with straight white guys, which is the only experience I currently have, it's there's a lot of us and there's finite amount of spaces that we're allowed to take up. So I'm trying to look at it from a perspective of, okay, I don't have a body of work out there. So what can I do? I can create a body of work. And that's the only thing I can do to hopefully drive eyes to me. If I don't have that body of work, then I'm just some fucking vacant idiot that's yelling about a non-existent opportunity.
I don't think that's true. I think you can have the body. You have no choice.
Agreed. Yeah.
You're not making that choice. You have no choice. You have a body of work because you're a comic and you rewrite.
Right.
That's what you do. It's a river that's flowing. And if there's no, it's either going to flow into you know, somewhere where people can use it, or it's just going to just be there.
Right.
It's not like you're saying, hey, I'm going to go do this stuff, and who cares? You're going to do that anyways because you're a stand-up. You're going to build up an hour special. At the end of that, you know, what it was that you build up, become, you know, work on, and then you get that hour, and then somebody says, hey, do you want to do an hour? Or maybe your second hour, whatever is on tape or DVD, and then you get an hour special on Comedy Central. You did a half hour, and then you did an hour, and then you did another hour. And now that's not the way it goes. People who've done hours are going back and doing half hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to be on Netflix, right. just to have those eyes on you because right. it makes sense. Monetarily and business wise.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Who the fuck? Could you imagine Eddie Murphy doing a half hour? Could you imagine Stephen Wright going back and doing a half hour? Right. Could you imagine Patrice O'Neill doing a half hour? Right. No, but it's changed right in front of our fucking eyes.
Right.
Yeah, I think I just read today that Deion Cole is doing a half hour for Netflix, but I think he just did an hour not too long ago.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's kind of weird to see like vets and people that's been around for a long time doing 30 minutes.
You're going to do whatever you can to get eyes on you. That's really what the important thing
or
is.
Or you don't do it and you say, fuck it, and you keep it. And you film it yourself and have it and try to sell it or just have it and take the hit.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I have an hour. Nobody wants to shoot my hour. What am I going to do? Right. I can go. I can try to sell it somewhere. Hopefully, maybe Netflix would be like, you know, Robbie. I love Robbie.
Right,
who knows?
Right.
You know, they have all kinds of parameters that they're following. We want this, so we want just this.
Right.
I don't think
it's funny, not so much quality of content I don't that think is being considered now. That's the problem.
I don't think funny is in the equation.
See, that's a major problem. If funny is not in the equation, yeah, it's more about this other superficial stuff. Regardless whether you're white, black, a woman, or whatever, funny should supersede everything.
But it can't. It doesn't. Because the numbers will be skewed. You know, I think women are catching up now. I think there's a lot of funny women, more than there was 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, I can't wait to be the fucking minority. I can't wait to fucking...
Says no white man ever.
I can't wait, because I'm gonna bitch as much as you guys did. I'm going to be out there fucking going... I'm going to be out there with Mike and fucking Dan Soder and Rich Voss.
Five dudes named Mike.
I have been praying for cancer just to get some sort of shot at it.
Yeah.
I need an in.
I don't even want regular cancer. I want, like, vag cancer. I want, like, cancer guys can never get. Bobby got vagina cancer and breast cancer.
You close by getting the tumor removed.
I get both of my tits taken off. I lose weight and I get fucking a special.
It wins all the way around.
Yeah, it's a weird thing right now. Digital age had fucking has taken. I mean, it's almost like what porn went through. It's just free,
right?
Like they lost an industry because of the internet. Because
what would you do if you started now? So like, take away all your.
I would
years
go to acting class.
Yeah,
I would just go to fucking acting class.
So you wouldn't focus on stand up at all.
I would do stand up. I don't think you have to focus on it. I would just go to clubs and do stand up at night. I'd fucking go to acting class during the day. I would act, and fucking become so weird and actory. And then I'd fucking do stand-up at night, do my shit, get my dick sucked under a fucking stairwell.
It's all even, it's still, it's even
acting
tough
is,
to do that.
It's get tough. Spots.
Well, and also, get your dick sucked under a stairwell? No, it's not.
But to go up and do clubs every single night is still a difficult thing as somebody who isn't necessarily a draw, because even the clubs, they're competing with themselves so much within the city that they're having to put on lesser experienced comics that are a draw because they've been on an MTV show or they've been on Snapchat or something like that. So that is even tougher to just, at the grassroots of all this, still just work on your act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just all, let's, us four.
Yeah, that was very, we were all like, shit. I was like, what I got to do? I have to do some stuff when I leave.
I say we all go work for her boyfriend at the club. Let's go to the club.
Let's do it.
I say we just go there and just work at the club. Dude,
he would do a comedy night. Am I right?
Me and Mike are head of security. You do nighttime management.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll sing a few ditties.
Yeah. We'll do, yeah, you can Lauren. Sing. You sing, you do ditties. Comedy. Me and you do comedy.
Do what could right? Lauren do?
Be a waitress. Lauren's, for years.
Or he'd fire her.
I'm a great waitress.
Yo, where's my videos? I'd be like, I tried.
I love the act out. Did
there's
you
no
see
videos. There's no videos.
I'm a sick waitress.
Oh, I'll do your boyfriend. Ready? Guys, we have to get ourselves. Go fuck yourself. You're wearing a gold microphone. He's wearing gold, too.
He's got a gold microphone stand. That was good.
I thought it was good.
No, I got last. You got last. Probably not from him. Probably getting my ass kicked later.
Yo, put your mic in my stand.
He's 6'7". What am I, 5'8"?
I don't know. Let's watch your act again on the fucking Late Show.
Let's run it back.
The whole thing?
Just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Not even Mike would laugh at that in the show. If you played it back twice on the second time around, he's not laughing. You guys want to become a premium member. Where do you go?
You download the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
It's like, I'm talking a lot of people have subscribed
in
the last month.
Yeah, it's great. It's only $1.99 a month.
$1.99 a month, and you get, and I know there was a couple of people, we were trying to figure it out, but Creeps with Kids is up there, mm-hmm. both of them. Yeah. We have, I just did a one-on-one with Nick DiPaolo, which is up there for only premium members. Me and Nick sat down in New Orleans,
had a one-on-one. I didn't know he didn't thank me at the time.
And then we have the Ari Shaffir YKWD in Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark. I was in Denmark with Ari and me and a comic from Iceland and from Denmark, and there was an Ireland comic. I forget their names. I'm shit with that. And but it was a really cool podcast. That's up there, only for premium members. And this week I'm dropping my Colin Quinn episode that we talked about the making of an hour special.
Ooh, nice. Wow.
Which he's done a shitload, five times. Mm-hmm. So we talked about that, and we're going to actually go back when he's done with it, and I'm going to do another one with him. Mm-hmm. So only premium members get that. You download the app.
Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app for join, iOS and Apple.
Yeah, and just join right there. And look, if I had one guy, how do I unsubscribe from this? Figure it out. Fuck off. What do you want me to do? What are you fucking? It says unsubscribe in the app. Just figure it out, you fucking numbskull. Why would I help you? But all those people that subscribe and man, I love you to death. And there's still a couple people that donate a little bit once in a while to the PayPal thing. God bless you too. Everything helps. And we have no ads for this week. Do we have ads? Oh, that's good. That's wonderful.
All right.
So you know a show's doing good. Hey, we have our like to thank our sponsors. No one. No one. No one. No one.
Now you're not beholden to the man, though. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, but I'm beholden to fucking Adam and fucking her who need money or they'll not get videos.
I'm going to make a video for next week.
I would have took it. I'll take it. Whatever you got, I'll fucking
take.
All right,
next week I'll make a video. What I do on a daily basis.
You have any videos for the next episode?
I do.
Why did you just use those? No. Why would you not use those?
Bobby, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you too, but I get gun shy, you know.
Why?
Because you work with Scopo for a year. Dude, did you?
I have to say, I've had a really tough week. I'm training for a new job.
All right. Well, I'll take that. Hard. Tell me to go fuck myself.
No, I didn't tell you to go fuck yourself.
No, but you can.
All right. I've had a really, really long week.
Why,
so tell me to go fuck yourself. Look at me. Say it.
Go fuck yourself.
No, say it awful.
She's too nice.
Say I'm like exhausted. Go fuck yourself.
There you go. Okay. I like that. I'll take that, Mike. That's legit fucking human
After you
connection.
Told her it was okay, you made it such a safe space that she could say that.
You know what? Fuck off.
See? That came from your heart.
To you.
I didn't have to create it. It just came right from me. What's your job, Lauren? I'm sorry.
I got a new esthetician job, but they make us
Mike
train.
Fiona? You want to take over?
You said his name wrong.
I'm sorry. I always say his name wrong.
I know. That's what I said.
I know
that was intentional.
No, I say it wrong.
No, he does it every time.
Take over the show. I'm going to just sit here with my fidget spinner.
Esthetician. What is that?
Esthetician.
It's a zip popper. A fucking
Come
hair
on,
remover.
Give me more than that.
Why? It's, my it's wife a was an esthetician for a long time.
Yeah, it's a good job.
I was saving you from facialists. Yeah. You know how many fucking assholes are going to YouTube you doing facials on Mike fucking Vecchione's face?
I can give you a facial.
Is that waxing and stuff too?
No, just all in the face. So you can do like chemical peels, microdermabrasion.
Stop saying face.
Faces. Just, you know, a bunch
you
of
like
different
that?
Stuff. No, but I got to get trained by all these different companies on their products and stuff. So
you know I like shiny things. Stop.
You fidgeting?
I'm just watching Mike go into a fucking coma right now. Watching a fucking fidget spinner. I got her into fidget spinning. You know who's really good at fidget spinning?
I know. Lewis I don't want to talk about it.
It fucking bugs me.
You don't even know. Did you see his video?
He is a of course. Why would he not be good at fidget spinning?
Because he knows you like it, so now he has to pass you.
No, that's not true.
Anything to keep him away from a pen and a pad.
He is.
That was a good one.
Instead of getting better at comedy, I'm going to become the best fidget spinner comic on the market today.
To be honest, that's the next hour.
Blah, 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 blah. That's the opening of his hour. It's Check smart. It. Foom, foom. He's going to be throwing it in the air, catching it on his nose, whip his cock out. Skanks.
I had a good chin one.
Of course you do. You could fucking spin an airplane
spin on my
wing.
Chin.
Fuck, I fucked it up. Give me that back. Let me have that. God damn it. I got too excited about her fucking fat chin joke. I think that, you know, I think the career thing, just go back, just to dip back into this. I know we dip back and forth. But I think that you know, this is great. You do have these moments of, holy shit, this is awesome. Now you can get some stuff out of it. But the more late shows that are available, the more comics that are going to be on it, the more desensitized right. people are getting to yeah. this medium of a right. guy at night on TV, because they're allowing people that aren't that funny to do it, too.
Right.
And once you see one of those, you're like, eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
When a long time ago, there was two places you could do late night. That's it. And to get in there was fucking, I mean, holy shit. And they only let the great of the great, the right. best of the best get on those shows. And they were there. They were ready. They were ready.
Right.
And then they didn't. Opportunity came after that, and they went on with that. But now...
Every 2 out of 4 comics has done a late night.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everybody's done late night. Yeah. And my late night weren't
we
that... I'm not saying
together.
I'm one of them. I'm not good at late night. I'm not good at that jokey.
5 minute, yeah.
I'm good at fucking being live. I'm good right. at... You know, that's just my thing.
Right.
But... I, you know, it is, this isn't up for you. And I, you know, I have, I'm all right right now, but I'm looking forward to vacation. That's what I'm looking for. I got 2 vacations I'm going on. That's what I'm, and then I'm writing and I got to go back and maybe write some stuff again. And I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No, but the hour's a big deal. The hour's a big deal.
Yeah, but it's a big deal. I have an hour. I have an yeah. hour. And you know what?
It's a big deal to get somebody to fucking... to showcase it so that it yeah, gets eyes on it. We work so fucking hard, man.
But they don't care about that. They care about...
But we care about it, though. That's the important thing. We care about it. But you're right. On
in
the other
this
end
room, if... let me answer this question. In this room, if I had a fucking... my hours just killer. I mean, annihilates. And all you guys had hours. Everybody else here. Who do you think the hour would go to if they were going to pick right now? If everybody here had an hour, mine was the funniest... blew everybody's away.
Right.
Who would they pick? If we all of us had an hour.
Probably Carrie.
I'm happy that you guys think so.
I think so.
Oh, well, my God. But you out of your mind, they would pick you.
No.
They'd pick Lauren, too.
Yeah.
They would probably pick Lauren. They would probably pick Lauren.
You're out of your mind. They would pick you. You're
beautiful. This is great.
Young. You're beautiful, young. You're black. You're funny. I'd pick you right now.
Yeah, I think it's all you would have to be me to understand. It's the same thing. Like, you think
try
it's
make
very
me understand.
Hard.
Make me understand.
I don't think it's that easy. I think especially for a black woman, there's a certain black woman that they're looking for. I'm unapologetically black. I'm
what does that mean?
I mean that the black girls that are doing well in comedy right now, for the most part, they are all people that make white people feel comfortable, and they're looking for white boyfriends.
Connie,
and
1 second, can you calm down? You're making me uncomfortable.
Oh, exactly.
It's my podcast. I like having you on. I want to have you on again.
But Mike,
this
you know
is
what
kind
I mean.
Of,
it's
yeah,
all
a,
the white black girls that
I'm
talk just
to.
Like this, and my Jewish boyfriend, and right. I want to have biracial babies. It's that type. It's not going to be me.
Well, I mean, if you tell
it's
him your boyfriend owns a club and he kills people, nobody wants those comps on the list.
That could very well yeah. be true now, but it seems to be kind of shifting in a direction that could very well be beneficial for you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
For my sake.
Yeah, not for our sake.
But I would also, I'm pretty fucking funny, so I'd like to put that out there.
Well, right.
I
mean,
would be, yeah. have the funniest special.
Out of me? But I look, I'm not saying, I just gave that example to just give the example. I'm not, I don't know who's special. But then again, can I say this too? Okay. I sit there and I go, okay, it's minorities or this and that. And it's like, who is it? Comedy's so subjective.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I judging this? You know, what am I saying? Why do the people that are picking these things, maybe they're, what they like is funny to them.
Yeah, but there's white guys out there who have specials who I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Right. Same.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Are you ready to name names
no.
or no?
No, I won't do that.
I think comedy is just hard, but what I've been seeing is if you have a fan base.
That's when you know you have no money in the bank.
He's not naming names.
Mac, if you had $10 million in the bank, you'd fucking go, this cocksucker. You'd be like, fuck him. If you had
it's not even coming from a place like,
let me
fuck
ask you a question. How much money would it take to be in the bank for you to name names right now?
Fuck you.
No, if I had cash, listen, just answer the question.
It's not even about.
If I had, just answer the question. If I had cash. What's the number for you to go, fuck that, this is who it is? Cash.
500 grand.
As before much you as even, you want.
Before you even go that, 500 grand?
Yeah.
Just for fun. No, just
not,
for fun,
it's
Mike.
Not even for fun, but it's not coming from a place of that.
I understand.
It's not even coming from a place of anger.
How much would it take?
It's not coming from a
place
of anger.
I know,
but
how much would it take for you to
just
name?
Objective analysis.
Watching Mike say it's not coming from a place of anger while Ed Norton from Fight Club is on the shirt.
While you're doing this? And you're yelling at me?
Yeah, okay. I'm yelling at you. You don't get it, Bobby.
What? Stop punching your fist.
It's just from an objective place of like, I don't, some things that you'll be like,
what's
I'm not
the phone
a,
number?
Something you'll be like, what are we doing? I'm not a fan of this, but I get why this is popular.
Right.
You have some of those where you're
917-261-6831. 917-261-6831. You have any thoughts on this topic? This is a very interesting topic. You can call in.
I think it's really who has a lot of followers, though. That's what I'm seeing the trend is. Like, the people that get specials or the people that are getting shows.
But some of these people don't get those things truly. They buy them.
Right.
I know people. Yeah. I know people, and I won't fucking name names because I don't have $10 million in the fucking bank. But if I did, Mike, I'd fucking name names. If I had $10 mil right now.
Yeah.
If I had $10 mil in the bank where I could fucking, you could all suck my dick, I'd be like, bing, bang, boom, and I'd name them all because you can't touch me. Because my house is paid for.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Those people who are doing those, they're already getting shit.
Right.
They're already getting, because they're industry darlings, but they're not comics. The comics don't like.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm a spineless motherfucker, and I ain't naming names because they might help me someday.
Yeah.
And so fuck off. No, listen, here's the deal. There's some people that buy followers, buy likes.
Buy Facebook likes.
Yeah, and it looks like they're holy shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people that.
How much does
every photo they do is not fucking doctored.
Yeah.
And and it's like because they went to some famous class at TED. I don't know what it is. And we're all trying to do this integrity shit. When some people are like, fuck it, you go buy followers, buy likes, looking more important than you are. People see that. They like that. Some asshole, she's got every time he puts a photo of his. And a message, think from your heart, not your brain. And then, you know, with a sky background, 7,000 likes.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God, we got to get her in here. Maybe that's the show.
Well, and one thing we're not even taking into consideration, which is probably the main issue, is that the industry is ageist more than it is, like, culturally significant.
Hey,
they want young fucking
all right,
comics.
Settle
that's
down.
Why, but you can watch all these, like, you know, Comedy Central Snapchat, MTV Snapchat, really whatever
all
it
Snapchat.
Is. But these are all people that they're grooming as a business to take over for the next thing. So it's like 19-year-old kids that might have some sort of following or some sort of burgeoning growth within them, but they're not there yet.
I can't, because I'm the oldest fucker in the room right now. I can't. I mean, look, you want to go young, go young. I get it. That's the demographic.
I liked
you want.
Adults when I was a kid. Like, I actually, well, I liked
anybody who's
life.
Worth watching right now is an adult, by the way, in their 40s.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird. People are so dumb. They think the only
super
thing that
young
can apply,
developing. It's like, it's like, what do you have to say at that young of an
and
age?
And it's like, I don't have to just vibe with somebody that is my exact same age. I'm friends with some of my friends' parents more so than I am with them.
Right.
Well, that's just weird.
Yeah, but they're more fun.
I like my friends' parents more.
Well, you weren't the captain of the fucking basketball team getting blown by girls. You didn't have, you know,
for baked goods. Let's not leave that out.
What baked goods?
I got a lot of good stuff. Like I got strawberry shortcake a couple times. I got like brownies, just like really
on my
inventive
dick.
Stuff.
Oh.
But what Carrie's saying is, what she's saying is like rings true also. It's like they don't want like, oh, black guys are in. It's like, nah, a certain kind of black guy is in. Not an intimidating black guy, not in. Not accepted by the industry.
So but if cat, you're black, cat, if you're white, likable, if you're non-threatening and awkward, you're a little bit awkward. Like they like that. They like that. You don't have the best jokes or anything, but if you're awkward and they like that, it's like the
like,
nerd.
I like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Californication. It's like that whole.
That's
type
a specific
is that true?
Thing.
I mean, look at Yamanika is not.
She's getting her due.
She works
her way up. That's justice.
And she's getting a lot. You know, she's doing well.
I think she should be further.
So do I. So do I.
You think she should be further along?
I think that she's the one. She's finally getting some daylight.
And when she was on the Meredith show, they were giving her a hard time. They were like all in the comments. They're like, who's the loud, angry black woman on morning radio or morning television? So I think it's still tough.
I didn't say morning television. I said morning show when I wrote that. Okay? She's very fucking loud.
I love Yami.
Yamanika, Hadia, Marina, these are all, they're in the clubs for years and years grinding.
Yeah, but they're getting their due right now.
I don't think Hadia's getting her due.
What about
I don't
Marina?
Think even Marina. I love Marina. We work together closely. Marina should be, I would love to see Marina being a household name, and she's still, like, we respect her because we know what she's worth, but still, like, on an everyday
white
level.
Guys. Unlike some people.
She does have a history of dating white guys.
And the whitest of white guys.
But now they work their way from the ground
Marina's
up.
Hey, Marina's boyfriend, how are you? I'm a big fan. Oh, boy. I work at Best Buy. Come on down anytime you want to see me and Mo. What'd you call Marina?
Marina is an equal opportunity. She loves everyone.
She is.
She's attracted
she's
to
my
souls.
I love her.
Me too.
I love Marina. I don't know. It's a confusing time. It's really, you can't philosophize about it. It's hard
It's very simple. Put the work in. You put the work in, and then you should see some daylight.
That's not what happens.
But that's what should happen.
The fastest horse doesn't win the race, Michael.
Thank you for that.
You ready? We have a caller. Who is it?
It's a piece of delivery.
Was it my mom? Who is it? Oh, put him on. Hello. Hello, you're on the YKWD podcast. We're recording. Who's this?
Did they hang up?
They hang up. All right, thank you. Again, the number for all the callers, 917-261-6831. Is there anybody in the chat room?
Yeah.
What do we got?
Are they calling. I don't know why they're not calling.
Are they being crazy in there?
A little bit. A little wild.
My chat room literally should be investigated by the FBI.
No, it's really, literally out of control.
It's fucking...
Ooh, what are they saying?
You don't want
to
know.
I don't even go to like social media anymore and read anything. I just don't do it. And I've never been to... I've been to Reddit once. Mm. I don't Google my name. I don't fucking read shit, good or bad. Yeah.
Reddit's awful.
I don't even go to it.
The first time I did like Jim and Sam or Opie or something like that, it piqued my interest. So the first post I saw is, where are we at with this faggot Mike Cannon? And I was like, I am never visiting this again. Yeah. I was like,
that should be the name of your special. Where are we at with this faggot Mike Cannon? it's fucking ridiculous out there right now. But what are you going to do? Nothing. Nothing. You can be prepared, Michael. Is my voice coming up on this?
Yeah.
We can be prepared, Michael. You can work as hard as you want to work. And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think there's a little bit. I think strategy goes a long way.
What do you mean strategy? Tell me what your strategy. What does that mean?
I think that to a certain extent, we have to play the game and understand exactly the landscape that we're on so we can work hard and we can be really funny, but there's also a business aspect. So if we know that we have to get followers, then it's stuff like this, like doing podcasts, trying to come in contact with each of your fans. I literally have a clipboard at every stand-up show. So like my mailing list is like 3,000 strong right now, which is not a lot, but as I keep doing shows and growing, like you need that. So I think as long as you have like the fans, once you get that piece and people that know you and love you, then you can kind of use that to leverage more opportunities.
Okay. You're using me right now?
yeah, I don't do everybody podcast, y'all. I look.
Oh, she can do it, but Debbie, I reenact Debbie in the car, and I'm
yes,
racist.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. Context.
Listen. Okay, so you have a mailing list.
I do.
Now, what do you do with that mailing? What do you put that into?
I put, so I have my shows that come out. If I want
to what do you put that into to email?
Oh, MailChimp. I have like a newsletter.
I have MailChimp too. Yeah. Now, one person rejects that or says it's spam, you get fucked, right?
No.
What happens with that?
Then they just, one person might unsubscribe. And also what I learned that's helpful is you have people say exactly where they're from so that you only mail, you only send it out to them if you're going to be in their town. So they don't have to get the updates. And when I do a podcast, that's really great. I go, this is my podcast of the month. Like, this may very well go into it. Here, you can listen to me doing this cool thing. If I have any articles that were written about me, any cool Facebook or Twitter tweets that might have had a lot of likes or been funny.
I'm tired and right now.
No, it is fucking exhausting.
I'm fucking exhausted.
It is
listening.
Exhausting, but you
God,
to
I
work.
Thought I was just going to be... I thought I was just going to do something and people are going to go, dude, you're really funny or you're really good in that role. And there you go.
But that's the type of initiative that Kevin Hart had. He had guys working for him that would literally compile every email from every show he was doing. And it's that type of, you know, motivation that unfortunately, like, it's not that anymore. You're not the funniest. And then you get all these opportunities. You have to kind of, you know, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention. There are opportunities that we used to have that were a big break, like the Tonight Show, which is still an amazing accomplishment because it fulfills what you think you're going.
Thank
no,
you
but it
for
is.
Saying that, Michael.
It really is, because it's one of those things that I want to do, not for any type of career thing.
But
I want to do it for myself and to fulfill like a goal of mine and some sort of landmark in my comedy career that I feel is substantial. But all the things kind of, it's small pieces to a bigger whole, right? So it's all of those things that we have to continue to put together. And, you know, the lazy comics that used to get by in the 80s now get the fuck out, because if you're not writing, if you're not doing all this other shit, you might as well not even do it.
And the unfunny comics that arrived in the 2000s stay in forever
because
they fucking have initiative and they can do all this other horse shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's where you're like, whoa.
But hard work always beats talent if talent doesn't work hard. So you have to figure
But it's how you're working hard,
too.
Say it again.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And the fact that you've never heard that until today speaks volumes, sir. Say something. What the fuck? What just happened?
I'm letting you have a moment. Relax, dummy. See, if I didn't call her dummy, that would be sexist.
You're going to call her a color girl again?
I didn't call her. I called Debbie. And that was my grandfather. My grandfather did it.
Sit in the colored chair. I mean, red chair.
Crafty.
It just sucks.
It does suck.
But there was a time in Hollywood, I feel like, and it might have never existed, where you could just be good looking at a malt shop at 20,
right,
and just be like, hey, kid. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're in a movie with Clint Eastwood.
That's Ashton Kutcher's whole career.
You think?
Yeah, no, someone found him. He was like working
in Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was good looking, and they're
like,
you should act.
Abercrombie or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He was working retail or some shit.
He's standing now he's next banging to his retarded brother. He looked extra good.
What was he doing?
I'm not going to say it again.
Say it.
He was standing next to his retarded brother, so he looked extra good.
Wow, you shouldn't have said that. I'm not editing that
if
either.
If he said color twice, he can say he can call a retard a retard.
If Ashton Kutcher is going to get mad, at least I'll get some buzz.
I hope you're about to book a gig on NBC.
Through his company?
Yeah, his company, where you got literally 50,000 an episode. And then all of a sudden it's like, if Ashton, and he goes, what'd he say? And he goes, well, he says it again. That's because of me. And you get fucking shit canned. And you go back to your mailing list clipboard at fucking Winston's and wherever that is. I got to do this. Huh?
Pigeon?
No, I'm not. I fidged a little. I got Lauren into fidgeting. Where's your fidget?
That's the new iPhone now.
Max lost your phone.
Stop!
Bob.
Bobby.
I feel so terrible.
How'd he lose it?
You
let him fidge. He can't even fidge. He's not fidge appropriate. He's not age fidge.
He took it. It was on the counter.
Maybe it's somewhere.
I had your brand new fidge, the big
you
shot.
You let Liz fidge with it.
I had it. I should have left it here.
There they go.
It was
again.
Such a good fidge.
I know. I was so excited.
It was better than this fidge.
Not enough attention has been made that Lauren just spit all over herself and then cleaned her mouth.
But her chin caught it. Her chin caught it. It's fine.
Yeah, that spit catcher under her fucking nose.
Oh my god, I could cry right now. I like lived all week for this fidge.
I don't know if I would have gave it to you anyways. I don't know.
Oh, Bobby.
It's such a good one.
I know.
And it's white with baby blue.
I know. You sent me the fidge video.
Only good girls.
I wish you guys
videos.
Were arguing against. Go back to yelling at her.
I still have drool on my face.
Why do black people not fidge?
First of all, I don't know what a fidge is, and I didn't even know how it became a slang so quickly.
Come on. Now I'm jonesing. Now you got to give it to me.
The fidget spinner. You want to try it?
That's a good
no.
one.
Try
yeah,
it.
No.
It does look like it would fit perfectly on the end of a chain.
I don't know what I'm
just,
supposed to do with
put
it.
Put it between your fingers.
But what's like the purpose of it?
Just do it. Try it. You'll see in a second. Yeah.
Do I do it?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just kind of flick it now.
See,
with your other finger.
White people don't have
it
enough to do.
Up to you.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. I was anti-fidge.
Why? Huh? It feels heavy. Yeah. This is like an expensive one, isn't it?
Yeah. You like it?
I don't know.
Bobby's never heard that from a woman before. It feels heavy. I was like 3 minutes.
Yeah, you were on an expensive one. It didn't make sense. All right, you like it? You like it?
I don't know what I'm supposed to feel
about
it.
What if I got one, it was a necklace? You could wear it.
What do you want?
Ooh. Yeah, do it on your chin.
No, don't do it.
She can. Don't worry about it.
This one's too.
I'm scared.
There you go. Lauren.
Wow. Did it.
Yeah, hang on. Keep doing it.
Like a seal with a beach ball.
Or a Jersey girl with a huge chin.
It's an answer.
I actually got her a new fit.
You call that the Leno?
Yeah. A little late.
You can't. all right, let's go back to Mike real quick.
Okay.
You guys are beautiful. The worst part is my car was stolen in front of a river.
Stop!
The first mistake, Bobby.
How many times did you run this?
I ran it like 50 times, maybe. I ran a
50?
Lot. 50? I ran a lot.
Damn. Wow.
Not 50, 25, 30.
25, 30 times.
I changed it right before I changed the opener right before I told you.
Why? Now, why? That's just the fuck. It's just fucking cops. Just the fuck up.
I just fucked it up. But it's
when
like,
you did it, did you go, fuck?
Now, because I already had the crowd. So I was confident.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's all those smiles in between. He knew he had them.
Yeah.
You're telling them like this. I do. All right, go ahead.
So cops were showing up.
Go back. I want to hear the fuck up again.
Part is my car was stolen.
Stop, go back. Oh, did you hear him skid into it? He goes, the first one, the cops.
I took the next
go back.
Breath.
There we go.
The worst part is my car was stolen. In cops were showing up, but they were not showing up for my emergency. So I stopped and I'm like, I called you like 2 hours ago.
Beady-eyed.
My car was
stop.
Stolen. He stop. Says, we're not.
Oh, go back just a little bit. What was that fucking crazy stare? Why were you staring at us like that?
Staring above the camera.
What's that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That looks like you've been on Adderall for 3 days.
Yeah, dude. That looks like your ex-girlfriend is in the crowd with another man, and that's the only reason why you put this set together, because you knew she had tickets to this show, and now you saw her, and you're like, I'm here, bitch.
I think it's laser-like focus.
Well,
I think that's what you're mistaking
that.
It for,
it might
Bobby.
Be that. All right, let's go.
So I stopped and I'm like, I called you like 2 hours ago. My car was stolen. He says, we're not street cops. We're counterterrorism. I'm like, I don't know what that means. He says, if you see something, say something. We are those cops. Now, when you went to go get your car, what did you see? I said, my car was gone. So I saw nothing. He says, you only call us if you see something. You see something, and you can say something.
Wait, does he like it?
You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. You guys are beautiful.
Very sincere.
Did you have another
Very
tag?
Very sincere.
Did you have another tag?
No.
No?
That was it.
Look at that record,
oh,
huh?
Cool.
Who's the guy on the cover? Was that you?
That's me.
Oh.
Waiting to go on at the cellar.
Oh, downstairs. Let me see that.
Downstairs, me sitting on the porch. Yeah. Yeah.
What a great look. Now, that's not a real, that's just them. That's what they do on the show, right? You don't have an album.
Yeah, I have an album, Muscle Confusion.
That's an album?
That's the album.
Yeah.
That's the album?
No, that's a cardboard replication.
Yeah, that's a cardboard replication
of the album.
But you have an album, a little, like, vinyl?
Not vinyl, no. iTunes.
Are you fucking here? Are you fucking with me right now? I'm asking if you have, you don't have a vinyl album.
That's a cardboard.
I know. That's what I was asking. So they make those for you. Did you get that?
Yeah, they make it for me.
Did he sign it?
No, I didn't.
Did you get him to sign anything?
No.
Did you talk to him?
I talked to him. I got pictures.
But you didn't get him to sign that? You didn't ask for that or say, can I have that?
I didn't think about it, to be honest.
Next time you do it, you should get that signed.
Wouldn't that be weird, though, getting someone else's signature on your album cover?
Not if it's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, if it's
and it, I mean, if, would you say that if it was fucking Johnny Carson right now and you had something signed, your first album, a photo of that signed by Johnny Carson, that'd be worth fucking money. Be a beautiful thing.
Way to fill him with regrets.
Well, you'll get back on again, right?
Eventually,
right?
Eventually, I feel like I will.
Eventually.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking attitude.
No, it was a good set. He was happy with the set.
Yeah, dude. You were great. You killed it, Mike. Look, we all know how funny you are, dude. You're just a funny guy.
Thank you.
And that's great. We were all very, everybody was so proud of you that you were on the show and you killed it. I hope you get a ton of shit from it.
Thank you, buddy. I
really
so too.
Do. Mike.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Are we?
You know, it's funny because when you first used to come on this podcast, you were on just as
nervous. Oh,
yeah, like no, but you were on as a you helped me out with some shit or something.
I gave you a fleshlight.
Yeah,
and
you
then I was on for a tech talk.
Yeah,
I brought a stylus pen and
you brought a few things. And you brought those headphone things. Remember those things?
Mm-hmm.
Those are great. Yeah. The Fleshlight is just a terrible company.
Yeah, I mean they sent me like 20 of them, so for that I'll be grateful, but otherwise they
Well, it's a weird thing cuz I fucked one.
Mhm.
And it was just disgusting because I had to clean it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the worst part.
And I was just
you know how we feel.
Well, stop letting guys come in, you hoe. Let them come on your titties. We'll help at least. At least we'll get you the half wet, half dry towel. Throw it on your boob. Stop.
Yeah, that was part of the original bit that got them to even pay attention. I talked about cleaning it and how basically, you know, I wanted to take a shotgun to my own face. After.
Yeah,
because it's a sobering experience to realize that you spent money on this orifice that you're dropping a batch into and then you're sad after.
It wasn't sad. I was sad that I did that, but I was also sad like, oh, I don't want to fucking deal with like lukewarm cum.
Yeah.
You know, 20 minute later cum.
Did you touch it?
You know what I mean? Well, I had to clean it. I had to pull it out. And when you pull it out, it sounds like you're pulling a real vagina out of a dead body. Just cut it.
Wait, one more time?
I've never felt more gangster in my entire life than when they sent me several boxes of them, and I fucked one and then threw it out immediately after.
That's you should have did that with all of them on video. You would be a superstar right now. I fucked 21 motherfucking vaginas.
I have a commercial that showed me fucking a fleshlight that they also picked up and started doing okay on Funny or Die, and then as soon as I tried to monetize it by being like, I could do an entire series of these for you, and they did well, you know, then they were like, nope, thanks for the free press. Go suck a dick.
Fleshlight did that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, geez.
I mean, it makes sense. Why would they put money into something I gave them for free, I guess?
I think that we're... That's not the next thing, by the way. There's something else coming for men to fuck, but it's not here yet.
Yeah,
oh, it's in
robot.
Japan.
Yeah, the
it's in Japan.
In Japan.
Yeah, there are real lifelike fuck things. That...
But still, you have to clean the puss.
Yeah. Oh, there's a self-cleaning robotic vagina that can click into your into your computer, and it also it adds lubricant while you're going, and the contractions are dictated by the porn you're watching. So it literally simulates.
Are you setting her on some unicorn?
No, I mean, right, I didn't just dream this. It
sounds fucking like you did. Yeah. I dreamed it.
I forget exactly what it's called.
That's a Roomba, honey. I'm not fucking a Roomba. What are you typing? Self-cleaning robotic vagina. Now do video. And we'll see it. Okay, there you go. Sex robots of the future. I can't wait to fuck one of these. But here's the thing. You're going to have to buy it. Yeah. Because are you really going to go into it? Like, I know Japan will have a store that you can go into a room and fuck a robot. Mm-hmm. You know, but they'll clean it. Like, they'll have cleaning people. But even on an airplane, they still find some, you know, fucking pretzel dust inside the fucking, you know, the little
can't they just
pocket.
Take out the vagina.
Oh, that's going to be the worst thing when you put your dick in one and you can feel they missed a spot.
Their last client.
Yeah, just one spot and you're going to pull it out and. You're going to be like, oh, shit. Ugh. Smells like fucking brie cheese on your dick.
I think the next thing is going to be VR, though, with a suit that basically acts out all of the senses that you're going to be feeling. Because have you watched VR porn?
I've seen it, and it's astonishing.
It's really upsettingly immersive.
I was at Comics. What was that? In Rhode Island. What's that?
Comedy Connection.
Comedy Connection. Love those guys. Great club. Fantastic place. Have you played there?
No.
Unbelievable. You should get there. They're such good guys, too. At the end of it, Corey had VR goggles and VR porn, and he put it on. I'm sitting at the bar. I started pumping. And I was like, oh, I was talking like, oh, baby. She was asking me questions like, baby, can I go down? I was like, go down. You can go down, baby. And I started moving with
them. They were taking us there with you right now.
I took them off. I had to take them off. There was like 10 people watching me. I had to take them off. I was like, get these away from me. I was going to blow my nut in my jeans.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. VR porn, if you haven't tried it, it's worth the $800 to get the Samsung phone and the goggles.
Oh, yeah. Well, eventually it's going to come with a suit too. That's going to basically like press on any impulse.
Yeah,
it's,
I know, but
this is
who's
all happening.
To buy that suit. I mean,
there's a lot of sad people out there.
Well, it's not sad. I mean, look, if you want to fuck, how great is it to jerk off with like to somebody that's real? Like,
yeah, but I don't want to wear an outfit to jerk off.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to pack, but listen, you're not going to be able to carry on anymore.
A USB charger.
Honey, have you seen my suit? I put it in that. That's the last time I'm washing it. All right.
Would your wife have a problem with that, though? I imagine that wives.
Yes, my wife would. Of course she would, because she'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop being a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But on the road, it makes
I told her
sense.
I want to be with a black chick. She goes, you're married. It's like the most honest, true answer. It's not like I love you. You hurt my feelings. You're married.
You can't do that.
That's like what my father would have said. Buddy, you're married. You can't do that. Yeah, we're going to, I mean, it's crazy. What we're going to be fucking is, what is that? What was that one with the bum? What's the one with the bum? What is that?
It's all in Russian.
I'm afraid to click it because if it's porn.
You can't watch it. Yeah, don't click it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go back to the robot thing. Okay. Yeah, VR porn. Yeah, VR with a robot or something on your pecker, but they have to. I don't. Self-cleaning vagina. I don't know if that's.
It honestly might be something that comedy is going to eventually look into as well, because I've watched VR where it was like the 40th anniversary of SNL. I watched it where there was another Paul McCartney concert. You could be like backstage. You could be at different vantage points of the audience. You're literally surrounded by what you would be surrounded by.
Well, you're going to be able to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're going to have a VR cameras.
Absolutely.
At the 50-yard line, buy a ticket from your house for $50, $100, and sit in your living room and be at the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl and just look around and watch the game.
Maria Bamford's special might be the indicator of what comedy is to be.
What's she doing?
Did you see it?
No.
It's incredible. It starts with herself staring in the mirror, then it goes to her performing for one person, then for two, then for three, and it gets bigger as she goes, but it's like this weird, almost Curb Your Enthusiasm linear progression through it. But her.
That's what you got to do to have something be special now.
But her,
it has to do different. The actual special has to be special,
right.
Not the material.
To it is amazing.
Yeah, she. I mean, look, I met her at Stand Up Live last time I was there, and again, I failed. It was probably better because I was like, I didn't want to be like, I'm welcome, big bang, bang, thank you, bang, bang, bang. So I was like, hey, how you doing? I was very calm, and I think that was stupid too. I should have been. I just can't.
You should have fanboyed.
Yeah, you just let her know.
People don't.
I don't know who I am. That's why I can't. Yeah. I don't know who I am, Michael. The other day I'm at the cellar and somebody.
You're a fidge expert. That's who you are.
I've never wanted to throw glass at you.
But I got
it. Sounded
you.
Like you took a fresh belt of heroin.
I was at the cell the other night and somebody did something and I just said, no, I don't want any thank you. And they were like, no, you can. I was like, I'm good. I just, you know. I'm just trying to stick up for myself right now, and I don't want this. I know you're going to become the victim, but I don't want that. I just, I'm just trying not to. I don't want to. I want to stick up for myself right now, which I never do. I should just be a people pleaser, and just let you say and do whatever you want to me right now. Because if I come back at you and say, "Hey, don't fuck," I'm an asshole, and I'm the fucking abuser just because of what I look like and how I sound and my accent. But I just don't want you to. Well, dude, what the fuck? And they. You don't have to do that. I mean, okay, now I should have just let you do it because I didn't want you to do it, and you're doing it, and I asked you not, and now I'm still even saying it soft and gentle. I'm still the fucking asshole because I just wanted to not have you do that, whatever the fuck it was. It's weird.
I got to tell you, though, you're probably a really great dad. I've never seen you with your son.
I am a great dad.
Because I've been waiting my entire life for my dad to even walk me through one emotional process that he's ever experienced in his entire life, and I couldn't get one fucking word out of him. I have no idea how he processes things, the mental illness that goes through his head that I could possibly use towards my own.
Right.
And then, but to hear you just kind of like, you can take yourself through it, and I assume that you impart that onto your kid.
Yesterday, I was sitting on the bed. Anything? Does that turn you on at all?
No.
Oh.
Keep trying.
I'm sitting on the bed. He had a, Dawn was making food for him. And he had it's like a plastic spoon with a fork, like a scoop.
Right. It's a fork.
It's like, but it's a big one for pasta or whatever. And I'm not having pasta. He's making it for her. He took the spoon and the bed would lie in there and then he fucking whacks me in the face with it. Right in the mouth. Hits me right in the teeth with
Oh, that's the worst.
And I grabbed it. I was like, fuck, ah! I grabbed it and I threw it. And I was like, in your room. Goodbye. Because he knows he's not supposed to hit people.
Right.
I was fucking pissed. I wanted to go, you little motherfucker. You want me to hit you with it? Like what happened to me when I was a kid, you know?
Right.
When I did something. That shit is there. Mm-hmm. It lives, trust me.
Yeah.
And I go, he was like, I don't want to. I go, you got to go. You don't hit people. You can't just hit people with things and have no consequence, Max. You have to go, and I want you in your room. And if you complain more, it's going to be longer. You sit in your chair. You have a minute in your chair right now for hitting me in the face with something. You're not supposed to kick, hit. You don't hurt other people. You don't do. You know that. So he went in, and I went into Dawn. I go, fucking cunt. And she was laughing. You know what I mean? But I'm like, Dawn. She's like, what age can we hit him? I'm like,
how old is he?
He's 4. So I go, look, you got to go in there and handle him right now. So he went in.
Was he crying when you sent him in?
He was whining. He doesn't cry. Yeah. He sat down and he knows. He knows he fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. I know I'm probably going to 900 fucking, dude, you don't fuck. Oh, you can yell at whatever. This is what we don't yell. We don't hit. We
How
consequence.
Do you discipline?
Consequence, and it works. I'm sorry to say. If I go, I'm going to count to 5. 1, 2, he'll come to me or do what he's supposed to do. And if he doesn't, there's a consequence where it's a timeout, and you go, not for 5-10 minutes. That's ridiculous. It's a minute. And he goes in. He sits in his chair, and I make sure that he sits, and he doesn't fidget. He doesn't play with his hand. He doesn't do it. Sit down. And then I'll go in and talk to him, and I'll be like, look, you know what you did. And he'll usually get pissed off and frustrated. I'm just explaining to him, you can't hit people with things because you hurt people. And he'll say, yesterday he was a little like, fuck you. Or whatever. He said sorry, but it was. You got to know when to let go, too, when he's been through enough trauma where he got it. You know what I mean? So next time he has that, he's not going to hit me with it. He's not going to hit anybody with it because he knows better. because there was that thing, that consequence that happened that he didn't like, and he doesn't like timeout. But it's not bad. It's not me whacking him in the fucking ass, which is a fucking, you know, abuse.
So the consequence is having to talk to you for a couple minutes.
No, that's your consequence. That's not dating white guys, you racist.
Can I have a preference?
All right, let's fucking get out of here. This has been a very interesting one. I'm sorry for my anger. I'm sure if Mike wasn't here, it would have been a funner podcast up front.
What are you talking about?
You always go against me. You're not for me.
I'm all for you, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
What's my son's name?
Max.
Thanks. Wow. You took a breath.
Wow.
You coming this weekend?
Yes.
Rain or shine?
Yeah. I'm solid.
All right.
I'm in.
Soda's not coming.
He's not.
I don't know. Ask him.
I will.
Mike, what do you got?
Well, in the vein of too many things being released for people, I'm going to announce details for an album recording in July.
Yay.
So I'm doing that in New York mid-July, and the deal's being finished right now. But I'm fucking excited about it, and I'm trying to take as much control over my career as possible. So I want to put something out.
Well, look, man, talent without education. He's not talent. It's uneducated talent. It'll never meet opportunity. Because it will just not. It never shows up.
That's going on the inside of the
cover. Please put that in there, and I'll sign it.
Follow me on Twitter just to find out when that is.
Thanks for coming back on,
Mike
dude.
Cannon. Thanks for having me.
And I'm glad you sang today.
Hey, well, thanks for making me uncomfortable. My armpits right now are bananas.
Listen.
I'm sweating through my sweatshirt.
How fucking... did you feel good singing, though?
I feel okay.
Okay, when you sang, though, you're so nervous and all this shit, and you're like, oh, this fuck people. You sang and it felt good.
Yeah.
And it sounded good. You would have sounded better if you just let it all out.
You're right. Well, that's why it takes a few drinks to do karaoke. And then once I do, you can't get me off.
But, Bub, next time you come on, we're singing.
Deal.
Me all and right. you will fucking sing. What song you want to sing
You know
time?
What? I'll send Lauren some clips.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can we do a karaoke episode?
Huh?
Can we do a karaoke episode? Okay.
Thank you. Michael, what do you got besides fucking superhero hair?
At Comic Mike V, the album is Muscle Confusion, and I'll be at Governor's July 21, 22, I believe.
It's great. Well, great club.
I love it.
Who are you going to be there with?
I don't know yet. I'll be headlining.
All right, I know that. I'm just wondering.
I thought it was a dig at me, Bobby. I always got to keep my hands up.
Bubba, you don't. I'm just trying to tell you.
I know you swing.
I want to thank my friend from, what's his name, who gave me the umbrellas. Max, love them. Oh. Love them. Love them.
Great segue.
Thank you.
Gary Darzano. Gary Darzano, man, you are fucking brilliant. You came in last week. I wasn't here. I so apologize. I'll explain really, really quickly what happened. I'm on my way down here to do this podcast last week, and I got a call from my uncle. I have five uncles who are basically my fathers, all different personalities. And this Uncle Michael, the oldest one, under my mother. My mother's the first of eight. He's the second of eight. And he's, in the last couple of years, had a rough go of it, a liver transplant from my Uncle Sean. And we found out he had a spinal injury from something from a long time ago. He never got checked out, and then he had to learn to fucking walk again. And you know, this guy is like you say, never gave up. Just fucking bought a Porsche somewhere in the country. I don't know where. Went down, picked it up. Spent 4 months just on the road, driving this Porsche around, renting out fucking Airbnbs. You know, spent it down in Florida and just met all these people by himself. Just had a great time. And on the way back, he called me. I haven't seen him in a long time. He called me, goes, I'm an hour and a half away from your house. So I'm like, all right, I go down and do a podcast, which I love, but, or I go see my, and I was like, you know, I got to go see my uncle. I got to go do this because, and I'm glad I did because you're sitting there. He's playing around with Max. This is my uncle. Max loved them playing around together. He had a, he wound up staying up for a barbecue. We had food. We ate. We talked. He told me about his trip. It was, these are the moments you work for.
Yeah.
I truly believe those are the moments you work hard for with all the shit, with your talent and your hard work, to have these moments with people that you really care about or give a shit about you, that you love, that you get to hang out with once in a while. We had a great time. Max had a great time. They went to bed. My uncle wound up sleeping over. It was a great day. So I apologize for last week, but it was definitely had to be done. And you guys did a great job. Everybody killed it without me, which is scary too. It's just such a way better show. Somebody actually, I blocked him immediately. Oh, he said it was such a way better show without you.
What a dick.
Well, sorry. I mean, I don't know, he's probably observant.
Fucking that was your uncle.
He has good taste. No, it's so funny because if he went and he had 100 followers, you can always tell he has 3 followers and he's been on for a week. It's the same guy who just signs on. Yeah. If it was Facebook, you can't do that. But Twitter just allows you to just keep being a cunt with a different IP address. Twitter's the worst. I really can't wait till it falls into the ground like California. I can't I can't wait till Atlanta's the new fucking Hollywood. Fuck them. Fuck them all. All those fucking idiots who went out there and renting apartments for 10, 15 years. I'm going to make it. Fucking, no, you're not. Into the ocean. Now you're going to move back. Nobody accepts you. Anyway, sorry. What do you got, babe, besides a black boyfriend? What's his name again?
Not saying.
That's a weird
black guy. But also Tyrone, unsurprising.
Michael. But his name's Mike.
No.
Does it start with an M?
No.
If I guess what it
you
starts with.
You will never guess his name.
I'll guess his name starts with an S.
No.
Starts with a T.
Where are you getting these things?
T.
So, tomorrow I'm at the Funny Bone in Hartford with Paul Verzi. I'm hosting. And
we know. Again, we know. Oh, no.
And
the fuck, this girl's headlining. I, the fuck am I on? The fuck? I mean, look, I got nothing against the blacks, but she, listen, I mean, I should be headlining. I got a fucking special coming out. I live in Westchester. It's only 40 minutes. It's 15 minutes from the city. I love Paul Verzi. And that club is great, too. You're going to have a good time.
Yep, it's always fun.
Yeah. I'm going to fight with a hotel lady one night. Oh, what a twat. She really was a twat.
I'll be sure to tell her that tomorrow.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just fucking here. I'm not staying overnight. That's crazy. It's Connecticut.
Oh, it's one night?
Yeah, it's I'm going to be there. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm just there tomorrow. And then I'm...
Tomorrow's, I like to come tomorrow, back. Thursday?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Right, okay.
No, tomorrow's Wednesday. Wednesday.
I have no idea.
You guys are there on a Wednesday?
Yep.
What, are you filling in for something?
I don't know. I just go where they tell me to go because I'm not at the point where I can say no to shit yet.
All right, I get you. So you don't want to go, but you're going.
No, I want to go. I'm well, having a good just, time. I'm going to bring my mailing list. It's going to be a great time.
You get Paul for... Paul, hey, those are my fans. Not your way. What the fuck are you doing stealing my mailing list? All right, go ahead.
My social media is at Overfab, short for Overly Fabulous, O-V-E-R-F-A-B.
Really love and yourself, I'm at, don't you?
I do, sure? More than Mike.
More than anybody in this
you
room.
You should see. And I'm at Caroline's next Monday, so that's where you can find me.
All right, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
You got it. It was a blast. It was a real fun time. What do I got, sweetie pie?
You are at the DVE Comedy Festival in Pittsburgh on June 23rd.
Yeah, I'm working out this This Is Not Happening show. I'm going to be in L.A. for a day. I think I'm flying in and I'm flying out to Pittsburgh to do this awesome festival. I'm at the
DVE in Byham Theater?
Yeah. What is it? The Byham? Byham? Byham Theater. Me, Colin Quinn, there's a bunch of people on the show. So check it out. It's in Pittsburgh. Spread the word. Buy tickets. Let me know you're coming. And then after that, I'm going to Belgium. So I won't be around. We're actually doing 2 shows tonight, but we're going to be filling in guests again. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about a couple people that would be great to fill in. Mm-hmm. I'll be gone in Belgium for 7 days. Then I come back. I go right to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Montreal Nasty Show and a bunch of other shows for 2 weeks.
Yep.
I'm gone. And then I go to, but I'm doing shows up in Montreal. I'm doing, we're doing YKWA Live up there. I'll be getting a lot of one-on-ones. I'll be doing a bunch of shows up there. So that's where the YKWD will be be taking place for 2 weeks. And then I'm going to New Hampshire for 10 days. I rented a house in the woods.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
I'm fucking dumping my phone.
Dumping it?
What I'm going to do, yeah, I'm going to get enough podcasts so we take a few weeks off.
Are you going to field dress a rabbit?
I know how to.
I know. That's why I want to
see.
Wait,
are you
going
to go hunting?
No, I'm going fishing.
Fishing.
How about you kill a rabbit and rip its skin off and gut it, take its asshole out so you can eat it? Yeah, because your asshole is connected to your throat. So what you do is you cut up here, which is your throat and all that. You cut that off, and then the bottom is your asshole where it comes out, and that's connected. Cut that out, and then you can pull all the innards out and throw them out, and then you just have the, you know, the shell, and then you can just cook that fucker.
Yum.
So yeah, no, I won't be. I'll be fishing while I'm up there.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you got, Ad?
You can check me out online at recroomny.com.
Very awesome. Good looking,
yeah, man,
by the
for
way,
all your
corner.
Audio needs. Oh,
he's
thank
what?
You.
Very
thank
good
you.
Looking. In the
I'm
corner.
Usually
the
most...
first white guy compliment.
What the fuck? Stop.
I'm sorry.
What did you say?
I said, I'm not fucking blind. I'm just racist, guys. Get it together.
I think
he's
I got a
looking.
Shot. I think I got a shot.
How good looking? Like date rape good looking? Like serial like, killer good looking?
What does
how
that mean?
I know. Yeah, I was confused. Like, would I let you date rape me?
You have, yeah, you have, he doesn't have
he's
perfect
got Ted Bundy face.
He has date rape hair, like he date rapes.
They all have kind of the same look, to be honest.
Yeah, you, what about me? What?
Huh?
Oh, shit. I can't.
You have so much personality, though. It's like shining through.
Oh, you just called me the fat chick? You just called me the fat chick? I hope you got. I hope you got a lot
I'm
of names.
I'm never coming back. Sorry, Lauren.
No, of course you come back. I'm gonna lose weight and get you someday. Come in and be like, "Oh shit, Bobby looks good. Why do I gotta do that? Why?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know." What do you got, Lauren?
Just email
besides,
me.
Besides, I know you don't have videos. I know you don't have videos. I do it twice because it's a callback. I'm pushing it. That's a
Bobby.
Double callback.
Email me at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
Yep.
If you're a fan and would like to come
I hope so.
In.
Yeah.
Bob.
I hope they're a fan. I don't want fucking assholes.
We have great fans.
We have
awesome fans.
The best fans.
We have the best fans.
All my fans go to and help all everybody mm-hmm. who come on the show.
Yep, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also, check out our YouTube channel and subscribe there.
Mm-hmm.
And become a premium member because we just put up new content.
Yeah, we got that. Colin Quinn's going up this week. So mm-hmm. if you're not a premium member, become one right now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, a lot of people, we had the biggest month last week of premium subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hit another one this next month. So let's mm-hmm. do it. It's $1.99. Download the app and get on it. Join. I'm going to be doing a lot of one-on-ones from now that we have the system down. Me and Adam worked out this insane new get-up gear that I have to make it easier. It goes right on my phone with real microphones. So it's all in place. So there you go.
And how can we find Adam? I didn't hear that.
You ain't finding shit.
Adam's like, at Adam.
Listen, I've been a lot of people's first white guy. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You deserve
the first,
more than that.
I'm always the first white guy.
To
maybe
ruin
the
it
maybe
for
the last
all
white
the right guys.
Right,
hey,
right.
Who, do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I do.
You know,
no, but she would.
Aha.
Yeah.
Aha. Aha. Do you have? Yeah. What are you doing? He has a girlfriend. Stop hitting on him.
What?
Man, I want to fucking just lose weight.
You have to be someone else.
Oh my God, that's the best. That's the best feedback ever. You have to be someone else. Could you just be someone else? That would be great for me.
Well, listen, you know what? I still love you. So there you go.
And you are all right, too.
Oh, I hope God. Your career dies. I hope Paul Verzi is the pinnacle.
On a mailing list.
She has a mailing list. 3,000 people. I am doing well.
I sound Italian
I
now.
I can't wait to this because I don't want to be
go
the other
back.
Way. I'm racist.
No, you're accurate.
I can't wait to hear fucking. I can't wait to see you on The View going, "Hey, girl, am I too loud? Shh, keep it down." all right, guys, great show. Thank you. You're the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening to another episode. You know what? We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.